KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
It gave the most demagogic, dangerous speech I've ever heard from an American president, truly. And a lot of people out there right now on the left side of the aisle screaming about Donald Trump and his January 6th speech. I really hated Donald Trump's January 6th speech. But what Donald Trump did not do in that speech is declare that half the country was the enemy. He did not declare that half the country was fundamentally opposed to the basis of the country. He attacked, I thought wrongly, the quote-unquote political elite who had skewed the election or whatever. But what he didn't do was label half the country people who were just political opponents, his actual enemies. He didn't actually do that on January 6th. And when he talked about the press as the enemies of the people and all of this, the press went nuts. And I said, he shouldn't have done that. But that was a talk about the press. That wasn't everybody who opposes my agenda deserves the back of the American hand. The president and all of this in the name of democracy and equality, it was insane. I want to begin with the image of the speech. This is going to be the takeaway image. Most people are not going to see the speech. Most people are not going to listen to the speech. There's going to be one takeaway image from the speech. Presidential politics is all about image. It's all about imagistics. Whether you're talking about President Trump getting out of a helicopter and taking off his mask in the middle of COVID, or whether you're talking about Barack Obama standing on a giant stage flanked by the Greek Parthenon recreated in 2008. When you look at this image, the image that you're seeing right now of Joe Biden, this is the single worst piece of presidential image making I have ever seen in my entire life. It is not close. This is an astonishingly bad image for the president of the United States, especially when he's declaring, I'm here in defense of democracy, and now I'm going to yell at you about how everyone who opposes me is an enemy of democracy. Let's count the ways in which this is a horrible piece of, I mean, first of all, let's compare it to some other images just so you see how bad a piece of imagery this is. It's insane. Okay, how about General Lux from Star Trek, from Star Wars, The Force Awakens? It's the same image. We're talking about the blood red background. We're talking about the dark outfit, the blood red background, and the people in the background or apparatchiks of the state. Okay, if you are talking here about Man in the High Castle, when John Smith is first introduced in the Vauxhall in New York. Okay, I mean, it's this sort of imagery. The people who constructed this image, that was not photoshopped, that picture of Joe Biden. That was a not photoshopped image. I mean, Scar from Lion King. It's insane. What are they doing? What are they doing? The answer, by the way, I mean, it's V for Vendetta. It is all the dictators that you have ever seen in film or on screen, basically rolled into one and then wrapped into an image. What is his team doing? What is his team doing? Well, I think the answer is they're a very online team. The people who work for him, they spend all day on Twitter. And so over the past few weeks, there's been this idea that Dark Brandon is rising. Dark Brandon, of course, is that meme that originally started in China of Joe Biden sitting on a throne made of guns with his lit up eyes backlit by flames. You know, he's evil. I think that his team was like, you know what? That was such a cool image, man. It went viral online. Let's just recreate that in real life. And so you end up with this. You end up with the actual picture of Joe Biden. Let's go back to the original. You end up with the actual picture of Joe Biden in this picture. Now, let me describe for people who are just listening what is in this picture. Joe Biden is standing at the podium. This is an upshot. I believe this is from Getty Images. He is screaming at the top of his lungs. He's gripping his fists up in the air. Behind him is Independence Hall, the site of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Blood red. Blood red. And behind him are two American Marines who are in shadow, except for their white-gloved hands. And behind him, there's a pale light that looks like, because of the way this is lit, it looks like the throne room of the Emperor from Return of the Jedi. It's the worst piece of presidential image-making ever. About Joe the Plumber, it said, real deal on Joe the Plumber reveals new slant. As though the question that he asked Obama was illegitimate because Joe the Plumber was not actually named Joe the Plumber. And the New York Times says, as it turns out, Joe the Plumber, as he became nationally known when Senator John McCain made him a theme at Wednesday's final presidential debate, may work in the plumbing business, but he is not a licensed plumber. They actually went and did this. I don't know if you remember this. For my younger listeners, this is a thing that happened in real life 11 years ago. The New York Times went and dug up every piece of information they could on a dude who asked Barack Obama a question. He said, Thomas Joseph, the business manager of Local 50 of the United Association. You're going to want to have known that at least your family is taken care of. If you've got a family, like I do, you have plenty of things to worry about, so why not get that life insurance problem off your table by heading on over to PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius gives you a smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from top companies in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. They're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. There are no added fees. Your personal information is private. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Why not competitively shop those life insurance rates over at PolicyGenius.com? Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save today. That's PolicyGenius.com. Every responsible human who has other people to care for should have a policy, a life insurance policy, and PolicyGenius will make that happen for you. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get started. So Joe Biden gave a speech, and the speech was designed to attack all of his political opponents and treat them as enemies of the state. That's what this speech was designed to do. I think in a very cynical way, because Joe Biden basically gave you two messages. One, everyone who opposes me is an enemy of the state. And two, violence is wrong. The basic idea here is to raise the temperature. I think this is more likely to result in acts of violence that Joe Biden is then going to use as a case to run in 2022 and 2024. I mean, this is extraordinarily dark stuff. Okay, we haven't even gotten to the content of the speech. Just the imagery alone is extraordinary. Really dark, really creepy, really fascistic. And man, did he, I mean, there's a reason that satanic, demonic, and pure evil were all trending on Twitter. Man, oh man, the imagery associated with this speech. And you know what? It fits well within the rhetoric of the speech too. Because what Joe Biden said is, as I say, the most dangerous thing I have seen an American president say about half the country ever, ever in my life. And I'm sure there are times, maybe before that in American history, but I was born in 1984, so I can only tell you what I have seen since 1984. The president of the United States going out there and saying that the half of the country that disagrees with, he has a 38% approval rating, half the country, more than half, that disagrees with him, that these are people who are associated with pure evil. He speaks about his fellow Americans the way that George W. Bush spoke about Al-Qaeda. So let's actually go through the speech now. We're going to go through it in real detail. I want him to speak in his own words. It's amazing. So this thing opens. Remember, it's a taxpayer-sponsored event, which means he's using all of the power of the office. This geriatric dotard. He's using all the power of the office, including taxpayer dollars, and all the imagery of traditional American republicanism, small R republicanism, in order to prop up a demagogic piece of fascistic speechmaking. So here he was at the very beginning, and Jill is walking him out to the podium because he now needs to be walked from place to place as our president. And here's what it sounded and looked like. So there he is. I mean, he can barely walk. She's leading him out there. If this doesn't feel like the death of the Republic to you, I don't know what would. He's in front of Independence Hall. He can barely raise his hand to wave. Okay, and then she ushers him to the podium, and he moves her off, and then he begins to speak. So, he starts off by welcoming his fellow Americans. And by his fellow Americans, he means everyone who agrees with him. This was a pure campaign speech, but it is laced through with the kind of seething hatred for his fellow Americans that I have not seen. Truly, it's despicable. Here's the President of the United States, Captain Unity, over here.
My fellow Americans, I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago, with an idea unique among nations, that in America, we're all created equal.
Okay, so, first of all, you can hear that he's clearing his throat. He's not particularly healthy. But as you can see, this was angry Biden. But there are two versions of Biden that are now present. There's really three versions of Biden that are present in American public life. There is doddering fool Biden, can't get a sentence out, can barely speak, is wobbling around. His aides are worried he's going to trip over a wire, falling off bikes, and all the rest. And that's one version of Biden. Then you have fake empathy Biden, where he goes into his low voice. He really cares. That's the stuff where, in completely inappropriate context, he cites the tragic death of his son in order to try and garner empathy for himself while supposedly trying to sympathize with others, right? That's version number two of Biden. And then there's angry, yelly Biden. So he continues with what he says are the real message of America. What is the soul? He said he was going to speak about the soul of the nation in front of a blood-red background in satanic lighting.
We the people, these two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built.
Okay, so the very basis of his speech, that equality and democracy are the key values of the United States, they are some of the key values of the United States, but he's actually using the wrong language. Because when he says equality, what he means is equity. Right? He's made this very, very clear throughout his presidency. Equity means equality of outcome. It does not mean that you have equal rights under the Constitution. That is not what he cares about. He cares about equality of outcome. And if you oppose that, you're against equality. And when he says democracy, as it turns out, he does not mean the kind of republicanism, small r republicanism, that is discussed in the Constitution of the United States. The truth is, if you look at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, the key messages, truly, are liberty and republicanism. Not equality and democracy. Equality and democracy are hallmarks of the French Revolution. Because in the French Revolution, the whole idea was that it was égalité, liberté, fraternité. It was pure democracy. It was mob rule. The founders very much feared the idea of mob rule, culminating in a powerful centralized figure who was able to do whatever he wanted without any of the checks and boundaries of the Constitution of the United States. That's what they feared. And that's what Joe Biden represents. So understand, when he says equality and democracy, you're hearing equality of rights and democratic republican rule under the checks and balances of the Constitution. That's not what he means. What he means by equality and democracy is something very different. He means equity and mob rule. Those are the things that he's actually standing for. But again, what he's doing is he's hijacking. This whole speech was about hijacking traditional American images and turning them on their head. Right? Independence Hall is now blood red. Equality and democracy, if you are in favor of a limited government and equality of rights, and you're interested in a checks and balances system that hems in the power of a centralized bureaucratic state, this means, according to Joe Biden, you are against the founding ideals of the country. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Coming up, more of this special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
McLean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
5.
You're listening to a special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden started off with some words of unity. We love democracy. We love equality. And then very quickly, he moved on to, and you are our enemies. The part of the speech that starts to get bad comes very early. He starts suggesting that everyone who is his opponent is the same, and they're all bad, and they're extremist threats to democracy. Here we go.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face.
Okay, so what exactly are the threats that we face? Well, first, he talks about the soul of America. And there's something particularly galling about this person who does not appear to be... He's a career corrupt politician declaring that he speaks, he declaims on behalf of the American soul. So he's here on a religious level to lecture you while lit like Satan. Weird. Here we go.
That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just. That is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves.
So he's going to lay it on the line for you now. Here's where he gets to the good part. So he is going to launch into an attack on half of Americans. Here, this is the key to the speech. Here we go.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Okay, so what he's doing right here, the media are saying, well, when he's saying that, you know, a huge percentage of Americans are extremist threats to the country. By the way, the answer usually to extremist threats to the country is you drone them or arrest them. That's usually what you do. If you said there's an extremist threat from abroad to the very soul of the republic, that would usually amount to, you know, military response, legal response, people going to jail. So understand what he's doing. When he says, you know, that's not a majority of Republicans, that's not even, that's not everybody. I know, because I've been able to work with those who are not. So I have a definitional question. Who is he talking about? A very simple question. When he says Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, we know he hates Trump. We know he thinks Trump is a threat to the republic. So put aside Trump personally. When he says the MAGA Republicans, who's he talking about? Is he talking about the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump? Is he talking about even beyond that, anyone who opposes his agenda now? Because throughout the speech, he's going to conflate all of these things. All the people who voted for Trump, anyone who opposes his agenda now, these are all in league with the MAGA Republicans. If you're a pro-life person, you're in league with the MAGA Republicans. Maybe you're a MAGA Republican. Maybe you are. Maybe you're a threat to the country. If you are somebody who doesn't believe in him blowing out the budget, if you don't believe in him spending $500 billion minimum on an unconstitutional student loan bailout, if you don't believe that Joe Biden has the power through OSHA to mandate that you vax, if you don't believe the Democrats have the power to shut down schools and shut down your businesses on the basis of a fake emergency, if you don't believe those things, are you a MAGA Republican or are you not? He doesn't provide any litmus test. The only litmus test that he provides in the speech as to who is not a MAGA Republican are Republicans he can work with. As you will see, because we're going to go through the speech, that's who he is talking about. The only people who are the good Republicans are the Republicans who do what he wants. Those are the people who are not a threat. Everybody else, a threat. Associated with threat. Everybody else. The people who are the good Republicans, the ones you don't have to worry about. If you're out there and you're a Republican and you're worried that Joe Biden's coming after you, well, there's one way to avoid worrying about that. And that is you can be a good Republican who works with Joe Biden. So presumably this means like Mitt Romney on infrastructure. Presumably this means like Murkowski in Alaska, who's voted with Joe Biden a few times. But it means like Bill Kristol and the team over at the Dispatch or the Bulwark. Those are the good Republicans. The good Republicans are the ones who basically, Liz Cheney, the people who do Joe Biden's, and by the way, they're only good Republicans so long as they do his bidding. The minute they don't, they move back into MAGA Republican territory. It's a binary equation here. You're either with him or you're against him. George W. Bush said that about actual terrorists. Joe Biden says that about domestic Americans who oppose his political agenda. Because again, I'm going to read that to you again. He says, I want to be very clear up front, not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. He doesn't actually characterize what the extreme ideology is. It just means people who oppose him. Quote, I know because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. That's the litmus test. If he works with you and if you work with him, then this means you are no longer, you don't have to worry about him labeling you the enemy. But if you don't work with him, that is a very different story. If you do not work with Joe Biden, well, then he is going to unleash the power of his administration against you. And you should be ready because you are a threat to the republic. You, the person who doesn't like his agenda. You, the person who says, hey, yeah, you know what? I'll say that you won the election in 2020. Sure. But I think you're a horrible president. You're doing a terrible job and you should never win another election again. And you're a demagogue who is using the patina of unity in order to purge your political opponents from the public square. You're the enemy. That's what this speech was all about. Him trying to buy that back a little bit by pretending that he's not speaking about all Republicans. You're right. He's not speaking about all Republicans. There are people at the Lincoln Project he's not speaking about. There are some people who used to be Republicans and no longer consider themselves such. The Anna Navarros of the world. He's not talking about you. But if you are a conservative who opposes his agenda, he is talking about you. He is talking about you.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Coming up, more of this special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
Now, this
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Ray Stone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
.org.
You're listening to a special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden gave a speech, the most demagogic speech I have ever seen in my life from an American president, in which he essentially accused half the country of treason. So let's go through the indicators of who he is talking about when he decides that, because he's talking about you as a threat to the Republic. Again, threats to the Republic get thrown in jail. That's what happens in the United States. If you're an actual threat to the system of the United States, that is effectively treason. So he's accusing many, many people in the country of treason. So he goes on.
These are hard things. But I'm an American president. Not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself.
Okay, so a few things to note about this. One, his own party has propped up some of these quote-unquote election deniers in primaries so they can run against them. Second, when he says MAGA Republicans don't respect the Constitution, he declared that he could do something he had no constitutional power to do and simply relieve $500 billion in student loan debt. Joe Biden despises the Constitution. He sees it as a stricture preventing him from achieving the sort of power he craves. When he says that Republicans don't believe in the rule of law, we watched mass riots in 2020 promoted by the Democratic Party. We have watched lawlessness break out in nearly every major American city democratically governed. We've seen people ransacking shops. We've seen flash mobs wrecking places of business, all in democratic cities. You're talking about rule of law from a man who has single-handedly declared over and over that he doesn't have the power to do a thing and then he just does it? It's amazing, amazing stuff. And when he says that they're working to undermine democracy itself, here's the thing. If you were only talking about people who say, for example, in the states, yeah, you know what, if there's an election in my state and it goes the wrong way, I'm just going to throw out the result. If you're just talking about that handful of people, if you're talking about that, that's an argument worth having. He's not talking about those people. This is a president of the United States who last year made a speech in which he said that if you were in favor of voter ID, you were akin to Bull Connor during Jim Crow. He has suggested over and over that there is a mass effort by Republicans to prevent Americans from voting, that voter suppression is a real issue in America. And those people presumably are who he's talking about. Now, voter suppression is not a major issue in America. And when people say that voter fraud is a major issue in America, I think voter fraud is an issue in America because I can point to actual instances of voter fraud. They are not nearly as copious as people think they are on the right. I cannot point to a single example in the United States, and neither can you, of a person who wanted to vote and had their vote actively suppressed. And if that did happen, that would be a federal civil rights violation. But again, Joe Biden's goal here is to lump everybody in with the enemy. Everybody he doesn't like is Hitler, he says, while standing in front of a set that could have been created by Leni Riefenstahl. It's unbelievable. Okay, he continues.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
He said the quiet part out loud, guys. Remember that part like 2 seconds ago when he said he's not talking about all Republicans? He's not talking about all conservatives? He's just talking about the real MAGA extremists? Know you this. If you are a person who believes in the right to life for unborn human beings, you are a MAGA extremist, determined to take America backwards. If you believe there is no constitutional right to privacy, because literally there is no constitutional right to privacy, if you are Samuel Alito, if you are Clarence Thomas, if you are Justice Gorsuch, if you are Brett Kavanaugh, if you are Amy Coney Barrett, if you are, for that matter, John Roberts, who voted on this, you are a MAGA extremist. If you believe there is no right to contraception because there is no right to contraception in the Constitution of the United States, if you believe in traditional marriage, that you do not have the unfettered right to marry anyone that you wish to have sex with in the United States, which is a historically true statement There is no right under the Constitution for you to marry anybody you love. By the way, even Joe Biden doesn't believe that. Joe Biden doesn't believe that brothers have a right to marry one another, for example, I assume. And maybe he'll change his opinion on that, float another trial balloon. But bottom line here is this. If you oppose his political agenda, you are a MAGA extremist. So he started off with this group of Republicans who are not MAGA extremists. And then he's shrinking it. He's shrinking it. And now it turns out that if you just don't agree with him on his interpretation of American law, this makes you a MAGA extremist determined to take America backwards. By the way, it is reminiscent of the language he used to use about Mitt Romney. You remember that in 2012, he suggested that Mitt Romney wanted to take us back to the 1950s. He wants to put y'all back in chains. So yeah, I have doubts when Joe Biden says he doesn't mean all of you. He's using the exact same language about Mitt Romney in 2012 as he is using about you today, as he is using about people who actually rioted on January 6th. That is the goal. He's saying it straight up. You oppose his agenda, you are the enemy. And here I am at a taxpayer-funded event flanked by members of the American military with the Independence Hall lit in blood red in order to explain to you why I'm pro-democracy. It's more in just one moment. First, the situation in Ukraine continues to be quite terrible for the people on the ground. Winter is setting in. The Russian bombardment has not stopped. This is why my friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews are really active in Ukraine right now. They've been working in Israel, Ukraine, and the former Soviet Union for more than 30 years. They've never seen hunger and suffering like is currently happening in Ukraine. One reason I'm asking for your help. For example, Norman is an 84-year-old Holocaust survivor. He's been blind since birth and lives in a Jewish old age home in Odessa, Ukraine, because of the infrastructure destruction that's happened over there. Norman has been without heat or clean water for months. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has supplied blankets, food, and other essentials to help Norman survive through the winter. They urgently need your help to continue getting Norman the supplies he needs. In this season of giving, please consider donating to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're on the ground providing generators, building wells, providing medicine and food boxes in this dire situation. Just $45 can ensure warmth, food, and clean water to Jewish kids and the elderly in need. And right now, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has a special matching challenge where your donation through the end of 22 will double in impact. Your tax-deductible gift will be multiplied twice to help provide twice the winter necessities and save lives. Head on over to benforthefellowship.org or text Shapiro to 41444. That's benforthefellowship.org or text Shapiro to 41444. Then he has the gall to explain that it's his opponents who are promoting authoritarian leaders. Again, says the man who has centralized more power in the executive branch than any president in American history. Here we go.
They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
Can you pause it for 1 second?
They look at the mob.
Okay, before we go further in this particular clip, I'm old enough to remember, because I'm more than 2 years old, when the Democratic Party promoted the lie that America's police were systemically racist, poo-pooed massive, most damaging riots in American history in the summer of 2020, when the vice president, second in command to this guy, the heir apparent, tried to bail out rioters in Minneapolis in the middle of 2020. Right now, we've had a spate of church burnings and bombings and pro-life clinics that have been attacked. And this administration has done nothing about those things. Dead silence about all of that. We had a person who tried to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh in his home, was ready to do that. And you're saying that the opposition are the people who are fanning the flames of political... But by the way, what fans the flames of political violence more than literally labeling half the country from the podium of the President of the United States enemies of the Republic? People who wish to tear down the Republic. Traitors. It's hard to think of anything that could raise the temperature more than that. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's like, I oppose political violence. Also, all of my opponents are basically akin to domestic terrorists. I mean, number one, you're driving a press for oppression on behalf of the actual state. And number two, you're driving people who may be prone to violence to actually take up arms and commit acts of violence. And you're raising the temperature. There's no question that's what he's doing here in the most cynical possible way, because then, if God forbid there is violence, he's going to then attribute that to all of his political opposition. It's a cynical and despicable play. And from a guy who's now proclaiming that he's there for unity? My God. Continue.
They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots, and they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people.
So, again, I am not a person who has said that I think Joe Biden lost the 2020 election. But the entire Democratic Party spent 4 years claiming that Donald Trump was the illegitimate president of the United States based on Russian collusion in the 2016 election. The current White House press secretary has said twice that Republicans stole elections. She has not been asked that one single time. Karine Jean-Pierre said that. It's just an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. And again, even if you agree with this part of the speech, where you're right, there are people out there and they're denying the election, they shouldn't deny the election. He lumped together everyone who is pro-life in this country, people who are pro-Second Amendment in this country, people who believe in traditional marriage in this country, with that. They're all the same. They're all enemies of the Republic. They're dangers to equality and democracy. They are threats to the soul of America. We're just getting started. It gets worse and worse. Here we go.
That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans, from every background and belief, who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it.
You're not powerless. You're not powerless, guys. There are people who are attacking democracy. What are you going to do about it? They're attacking it. Now, typically in America, when people attack our democracy, when people attack with it, again, that's criminal behavior. He's encouraging half the population to see the other half of the population as actual criminals and traitors. And the hypocrisy of the speech, the things that he says about his political opponent that apply mostly to him, they just come fast and furious here. He then, in the most galling fashion, while labeling half of the American population traitors to the country, he then suggested he is here for unity. It's enough to make you vomit. It really is. It's truly stomach-turning.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Coming up, more of this special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, Bob the Prof here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
You're listening to a special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden gave a speech that is the most demagogic speech I've ever seen from an American president, especially one who proclaims that he is in favor of unity and calming things down. Again, the idea is that everyone he opposes is bad. Every single person. And he says we are now at an inflection point. We're at an inflection point. And you have a binary choice. You're either with him or you're with them. You're with us or you're with the MAGA extremists. There's Joe Biden.
It's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point. One of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together,
my God,
together we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path forward to the future, a future of possibility.
This stuff sounded better in the original German. When he says things like, my opponents, they stoke fear, division, and darkness, flanked by members of the military in a blood-red background. When he says, my political opponents, these are people who thrive on chaos. They live in the shadow of lies. Those are my political opponents. But together, we can choose light and happiness. We can choose something wonderful. And then he is so nonspecific about the people he is talking about that it literally includes everyone who is pro-life. Every single person who's pro-traditional marriage. Every single person who opposes the transing of the children. All those people are people who live in the shadow of lies. And he can tell you that he's not thriving on fear and chaos. This is a man who's against fear and living on fear and chaos and generating hatred for the opponent. You should definitely fear and hate the chaos of his opponents. I mean, it's the gaslighting of this speech, astonishing. And then he talks about his own values. Right? He talks about the values of our nation. And gag me with a spoon, man. I mean, this is just all the stuff he says that his opponents believe, the projection here is epic levels of projection.
This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others. patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are still, at our core, a democracy.
We're still a democracy. By democracy, he means you're a bunch of people who delegate all power to me through a pure mob rule election. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First.
Hey, everyone. This is Daily Wire Editor-in-Chief John Bickley with Georgia Howe.
We co-host Morning Wire, the daily news podcast created to bring more balance to the national conversation.
We give you the news you need to know in 15 minutes or less without the mainstream spin.
Join us and get the facts first with a new episode every morning.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Daily Wire Plus, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When he says we respect free and fair elections, you spent 4 years declaring that Donald Trump was Vladimir Putin's puppet. He says we honor the will of the people, we don't deny it. Is that really the case? Because it seems to me that every time you lose a political battle, you declare the entire game rigged. And we reject violence as a political, we don't encourage violence. You had mayors of your cities writing in giant block letters, Black Lives Matter and defund the police in the middle of a rioting summer. The projection is astonishing. You're supposed to believe that these are the people who are pro-Constitution. They're pro-rule of law. They're pro-liberty. They're pro-Republicanism. These are the ones. And I'm never going to get over the irony of him saying all this stuff while looking like he stepped straight out of the pages of a Mussolini speech. It's amazing. You could Photoshop this guy into a Mussolini background right here, and it would look almost the same. But don't worry, guys. He's against authoritarianism. Is Joe Biden, the greatest centralizer of power in the executive branch in American history.
History tells us the blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. For a long time, we've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it.
Blind loyalty to a single leader is a problem. I seem to remember a few political cults in the past. And again, I have very little belief that Joe Biden believes that loyalty to a single figure is a particularly bad thing while standing using taxpayer dollars in front of Marines. I mean, again, this is not the Marines' fault. It's the whole point. He's hijacking the power of the presidency in order to use the prop of the military to back his message. It's an extraordinary breach of what it means to be the president of the United States. But don't worry. He's going to call on all of us to come together. We're going to come together around fighting the internal enemy. We're going to come together around you ratting on your neighbors. You never know. It might be a member of your family. It might be you. You might have to report yourself. Here we go.
That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart.
We the people, the mob, we will not let anyone tear this country apart. Go after your neighbor. Go after him. That's how we unite. We unite by coming together as a mob and going after that guy who voted the other way in the last election cycle. That guy, he probably hates democracy. The best thing we can do, we got to shut that ass up. Really important. We got to go after him. We got to ruin him. We got to use the power of the state to quash him. That's how we achieve unity. And I said when Joe Biden took office and he gave his big unity address, there are only two ways to achieve unity in a disparate polity. One, you accept that some people disagree with you and you move on. Two, you purge. I think it's pretty clear which direction Joe Biden prefers. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Emmy award-winning journalist and television personality Barbara Walters has died at the age of 93. Ms. Walters appeared as the host of numerous television programs throughout her career, including The Today Show, 2020, and ABC Evening News. In 1974, she became the first woman to ever co-host an American television news program with The Today Show. In 1976, Ms. Walters became the first female co-anchor of a network evening news program on ABC Evening News. An arrest is made in the killings of four University of Idaho students found stabbed to death more than a month ago.
28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger was arrested early Friday morning by the Pennsylvania State Police at a home in Chestnut Hill Township. Investigators believe Kohlberger broke into the student's rental home near campus in Moscow, Idaho, sometime in the early morning hours of November 13th with the intent to commit murder. Kohlberger is being held without bond in Pennsylvania and will be held without bond in Idaho once he is returned. He faces charges of first-degree murder and felony burglary. Kohlberger is a Ph.D. student in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Washington State University. The school is a short drive across the state line from the University of Idaho. I'm Bill Alexander reporting.
Southwest Airlines CEO Robert Jordan says the airline is taking steps to help customers affected by canceled and delayed flights.
To take care of all the things that occurred during the issues, get refunds processed, get bags moving, those kinds of things. Talk to our customers and take care of them.
Jordan made the comments on ABC's Good Morning America. MGM Resorts is selling the property where the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history took place. Friday, they announced they closed on the sale of a 15-acre village property where the shooting happened in 2017. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments, and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called, and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Volkswagen is recalling nearly 42,000 Beetles in the U.S. and Canada because they have potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators.
The recall covers Beetles from the 2015 and 16 model years. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the inflators can explode with too much force and hurl shrapnel. Takata used ammonium nitrate to create a small explosion to inflate the airbags in a crash. But the chemical can deteriorate over time when exposed to high temperatures and humidity. Since 2009, the exploding airbags have killed at least 33 people worldwide, including 24 in the U.S. Rich Thomason reporting.
The fire at a casino and a hotel in Thailand claims the lives of at least 25 people. More than 60 were hurt. Japan now requiring COVID tests for all passengers arriving from China as an emergency measure against rising infections. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Nebraska company is recalling alfalfa sprouts.
Sunsprouts is recalling sprouts that were sold at restaurants and grocery stores in Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. Nebraska health officials urge people to stop eating alfalfa sprouts after it confirmed the illnesses. So far, no illnesses have been confirmed in other states, but the FDA is conducting a multi-state investigation. Salmonella infections cause diarrhea and fever. The recalled alfalfa sprouts have expiration dates between December 10th and December 27th and carry lot numbers of either 4211 or 5211. John Scott reporting.
A new report finds Nashville election officials made erroneous updates to voter lists for last month's election and failed to follow steps to make sure they were accurate, leaving more than 430 Tennessee voters to cast ballots in the wrong races. The state's election coordinator calls it a human error. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Today, I want to look back at some of my favorite moments from the 2022 Sunday Special lineup. If you haven't seen the Ben Shapiro Show Sunday Special, we talk with some of the most important people in American public life about the most important issues. You can check it out on DW Plus, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. On this special episode of the Ben Shapiro Show, take a listen to a conversation I had with Attorney General Bill Barr earlier this year. Attorney General Barr, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Good to be here, Ben. Thanks for having me.
So why don't we begin sort of with the role of the DOJ in general. So you served as Attorney General twice. You did it in the H.W. Bush administration and, of course, under Donald Trump. And there seems to be sort of widespread misperception about what the Attorney General does. On the one hand, the Attorney General is expected by whoever the president's supporters are to be the wingman for the president. On the other hand, the Attorney General is expected to be some sort of independent agent who is just there to establish justice on his own. What is the actual law with regard to what your role was as Attorney General?
Well, there are basically three functions. One is a policy advisor on the justice system, including criminal justice. And there you're a political appointee providing advice as to the president's political program, his policy program. The other is providing legal advice to the president and the executive branch. And you do that, again, as a presidential subordinate who's providing advice from the standpoint of someone who's in sympathy with the administration's program. And you try to help the administration attain its objectives within the law. And then the third role is administering the criminal justice system, chief prosecutor, essentially. And there you are subordinate to the president. But attorneys general generally believe and should attempt to administer the criminal justice system without regard to partisan feelings and apply one standard of justice for everybody. That's what the rule of law is all about. Now, that doesn't mean the president can't say, you know, I'd like you to pursue, you know, these kinds of crimes aggressively, or, you know, I just saw something on television that bothers me. Someone was beaten up. Are you looking into that? That's fine. But if the president starts intervening and directing that certain people be prosecuted, regardless of what the attorney general thinks the evidence is and the law is, then that would generally be considered an abuse. And I wouldn't do it. And I don't think most attorneys general should or would.
Why don't we go back to when you were first asked by President Trump to become attorney general? So immediately preceding that, he'd had Jeff Sessions as his attorney general. He had moved sort of along a broad spectrum of feelings about Jeff Sessions. Sessions was one of his earliest supporters, obviously, when he was senator from Alabama. And then when Sessions recused himself during the Russiagate investigation, this angered President Trump. Why don't we start from your perspective as somebody who actually served as attorney general on whether it was right for Jeff Sessions to recuse himself in the Russia investigation in the first place, which sort of led to this chain of events?
I think that he was right in recusing himself from parts of it, but I think he had a very sweeping general recusal that probably went too far.
So when it comes to, you know, so President Trump basically became very angry with Sessions for doing this, and eventually Sessions left, and then you get the call that the president wants you to become the attorney general. What are your thoughts when you get that call?
Well, I was very reluctant to do it. I was in a very good place where I wanted to be entering retirement, and my family was not keen on the idea. I was under no illusions about Trump's personality and the way he treated lawyers. All my business, I had never met him, but all my business friends in New York who had worked with him said that I should stay away. But I wasn't going in to be the buddy of the president. I felt that we were headed toward a potential constitutional crisis. I was skeptical of the Russiagate matter, and I thought that that could be essentially being used as a weapon to hobble the administration and drive the president from office. And so I thought there was a potential crisis coming up. Also, the Department of Justice and the FBI were being buffeted, under attack from both sides. And I felt someone had to go in there and steady the ship. And I tried to propose other people, but no one else got traction. And eventually I decided that if the president asked me, I really had to do it. And it's sort of summed up in the advice some of my colleagues from the Bush administration gave me, which is, look, the country's facing some challenges. And what's important for the country is that somebody have these jobs and know what they're doing. And so I said that I would accept it if offered, and he did offer me the job.
So why don't we talk about Russiagate, because obviously that played a major role in your decision to take the job in the first place. So Russiagate, you know, obviously originated in 2015, 2016, with all these allegations that the president of the United States, at that point just a candidate, was colluding with the Russians in order to skew the outcome of the election. This led to a series of abuses, including FISA warrants against Carter Page that were, it appears, entirely unsubstantiated. It led to the release via a very sort of jerry-rigged process of the completely unsubstantiated so far Steele dossier, which turns out to now be basically just a bunch of garbage rumor-mongering that was trafficked in Washington, D.C., and then eventually laundered into the FBI. What was your perspective on Russiagate from the outset, and sort of how did it evolve, and then how did you treat that as Attorney General?
So when it first came up, I was skeptical of it because from my experience, I didn't think the Russians would need to collude with anyone or want to collude with anyone in the United States in order to carry out a hack and dump operation, which is essentially what it was, stealing emails and dumping them into the public forum. And, the more I found out about it, the more I became skeptical of it. I looked at the dossier when it first came out, and to me it was a joke. And I think a number of professional intelligence people over at the agency, the CIA, just felt it was garbage. So I always felt it hard to explain why the FBI was following up the way they did on it, both before the election, but particularly after the election, when they started finding out what a piece of rubbish it was. They seemed to double down.
It's more in just one moment. First, the situation in Ukraine continues to be quite terrible for the people on the ground. Winter is setting in. The Russian bombardment has not stopped. This is why my friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews are really active in Ukraine right now. They've been working in Israel, Ukraine, and the former Soviet Union for more than 30 years. They've never seen hunger and suffering like is currently happening in Ukraine. One reason I'm asking for your help. For example, Norman is an 84-year-old Holocaust survivor. He's been blind since birth and lives in a Jewish old age home in Odessa, Ukraine. Because of the infrastructure destruction that's happened over there, Norman has been without heat or clean water for months. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has supplied blankets, food, and other essentials to help Norman survive through the winter. They urgently need your help to continue getting Norman the supplies he needs. In this season of giving, please consider donating to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're on the ground providing generators, building wells, providing medicine and food boxes in this dire situation. Just $45 can ensure warmth, food, and clean water to Jewish kids and the elderly in need. And right now, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has a special matching challenge. Where your donation through the end of 22 will double in impact. Your tax-deductible gift will be multiplied twice to help provide twice the winter necessities and save lives. Head on over to benforthefellowship.org or text Shapiro to 41444. That's benforthefellowship.org or text Shapiro to 41444. So, Attorney General Barr, when the Steele dossier was released, the sort of lead up to the release was very suspicious. You had James Comey, who's the head of the FBI, coming and presenting President Trump with the news that there was this Steele dossier and it was floating around. And Mr. President, you need to know about this thing. And then almost simultaneous with that, BuzzFeed releases the full entirety of the Steele dossier and uses as the news hook the fact that Comey has now told the President of the United States about all this. All of this seems really, really suspicious. And then we learn, of course, that there have been coordinations between members of the media and people who are working within the FBI on some of this stuff. I'll admit that as a conservative, I tend to be somewhat of an institutionalist, and it really undermined a lot of my trust in places like the FBI.
Well, I've frequently said that January 6th to me was a very important date, and I'm talking about January 6th, 2017, when they had that the intelligence people went in to brief the president-elect. And as you said, even Comey's own memos say that he advised the president that CNN was just looking for a news hook to go with the dossier. And then right after that meeting, they seem to have gotten the news hook and reported on the dossier. And not even the parts of the dossier that, including parts of the dossier that were not raised with the president-elect. So I've been very suspicious of that meeting, for obvious reasons. I'm wondering what games, or I'm concerned about what games were being played at that point, not just by the Hillary campaign and the people trying to explain her defeat, but also by the senior levels of the FBI. But that's what Durham is designed to get to the bottom of.
So a lot of folks on the right are, I would say, annoyed that there have been no prosecutions of anyone in the Hillary camp or anyone in the FBI over any of this. There's been people who have been losing their jobs, temporarily losing their pensions in some cases. But there haven't been any sort of top-level prosecutions of any of the named people in these particular areas. Do you foresee that there will be, or do you think that this is sort of going to come to a quieter terminus?
I'm hopeful there'll be a thoroughgoing report, and to the extent he can prove any cases, I think he will not hesitate to pursue them. But I am a little tired of hearing that from people in my own party, because you have to remember that Durham did not get access to the IG's report, and the IG did not complete his report until December of 2019. The end of 2019 is when he got the big data dump. And before that, he was working on other aspects of Russiagate, like, you know, whether the foreign intelligence services were involved. So at the end of 2019, he gets into the FBI part of it. And then what happens 3 months later? COVID, which shuts down all the grand juries across the country. What that means is no one's going to come in voluntarily, because they know you cannot go to a grand jury and get a subpoena. And so they'll just say, look, I'm not going to talk to you voluntarily, period. So the investigation was dramatically slowed down because of COVID, and that didn't lift until October of the election year. So I'm not very sympathetic to people who complain that more progress was made, and I try to explain to them the criminal justice process. There are two things about it that don't make it a useful political weapon. One is, if done right, it's secret. You don't find out about what's going on. And number two, it takes a while, especially in this kind of case where you don't have an overt act like burning documents or something like that. You're basically saying the person acted with corrupt intent. They were doing something they have the power to do, like looking for a spy, but they had corrupt intent. And that's a very difficult case to put together.
So Attorney General Barr, when you take office, yeah, obviously, this is part of the task that you're given. But the other part of the task is to advise the presidents of the United States. You mentioned that his personality is pretty unique. What was it like working with President Trump? You're trying to, you know, bring about, I think, a certain level of stability in the AG's office. What was that like on a day-to-day basis?
Well, on what I call the red meat issues, the issues where he had a good sense of what the right thing to do was, and, you know, that conformed to my views of good policy on being tough on crime, of getting control over the border, going after Chinese espionage in the United States, going after the drug cartels. On those issues, he was great. He let me and the department do our thing. He gave us his support and backing, and he was very pleasant to deal with, especially during the first year. But as he went into the election year, he didn't, you know, the liberal view, or the Democrats try to portray him as sort of controlling the Justice Department. Actually, he kept his word to me, and his word was, when I agreed to serve, that he would not discuss criminal cases with me. And he didn't. But what he did was tweet and go on news shows and start talking about, you know, if Bill Barr wants to go down in history is great, and instead of just a nebbish, he's going to go after Biden, and Biden is a criminal and Obama's a criminal. And that put, you know, me in a difficult position. And he was frustrated because he wanted to see some scalps, obviously, during the election year. And we were not in a position to deliver them and still, you know, do our job at the Justice Department.
Coming up, more of my favorite conversations from the Sunday special here on The Ben Shapiro Show.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift-giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift-giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Nine.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Very often the president would have sort of these ideas that broke taboos or that were not good. Seems like in the vast majority of cases, when he was told by his advisors that this is either a bad idea or this violates the law, that he didn't then just go forward with it. And so most of the news coverage tended to be about the things that he was thinking and the considerations of doing it as opposed to what he actually did.
That's absolutely right. The way I would sum up his administration is up until his defeat in the election was that his impulsiveness did lend some dynamism to the administration. He was able to roll over the resistance and the obstruction and the inertia in the bureaucracy and in the political process. But the bad side of it was he would sometimes have very bad ideas. But in all of those cases, we could talk him out of going as far as he wanted and usually figure out a way to accomplish his objective within the law. And that's why I've said this whole idea that he was an autocrat is simply wrong. I mean, he would agree with his advisors ultimately. We'd litigate it. We'd win. You know, these things that have been attacked, like the travel ban or the wall or other things, we all won those cases.
So you mentioned before sort of the entrenched bureaucracy here, and there's an argument on the part of a lot of people on the right that there is, in a lot of these various branches of government, the so-called deep state. That's the phrase that's used. How true do you think it is that there are entrenched bureaucrats in positions of power who have been there for a lifetime and are innately opposed to the agenda, not just President Trump personally, but the agenda of people like President Trump makes it very hard to shift or steer the ship of state in a different direction when you do take over? And how much did that hamper Trump?
I think it hampered him a great deal, and I do think there is a deep state. Now, it's not necessarily the people who've been there a long time, maybe some of them, but it's also younger people who have come in more recent years. And each agency has its share of the deep state. At the Department of Justice, one of the manifestations of it was leaks. I've said several times that criminal cases or criminal investigations that were embarrassing to the Republicans were leaked while I was there, whereas the cases that were embarrassing to Democrats were never leaked. And that's the difference. There were people trying to use the criminal justice process, just like this leak at the Supreme Court, to achieve their higher good, which is, they're the vanguard of history and nowhere to lead the country. And anything goes when when you have the high moral ground like that. I'm talking, of course, about the progressive mindset.
Attorney General Barr, one of the big crises of the administration, this happens within your first year and a half working with the administration, is that the president has this phone call with Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine. He's obviously been tweeting, you mentioned earlier, about Hunter Biden and about Joe Biden, about the idea that there's a vast amount of corruption in Ukraine, and that this had some impact on both the 2016 election and going forward, it was going to have impact on Joe Biden and his presidential possibilities in 2020. And there is this infamous phone call between him and Vladimir Zelensky. He describes it as a perfect phone call. His opponents suggest that he's threatening the president of Ukraine, that unless he finds some reason to essentially create a prosecution out of whatever is available against Hunter Biden, implicating Joe Biden, that the aid to Ukraine will go away. When were you first made aware of this, and what was your perspective on the phone call?
So I was not aware of the phone call at the time it was made. By the way, it was made right after Mueller's testimony on Capitol Hill, which was effectively the end of the Russiagate debacle. And then the very next day he talked to Zelensky. I didn't hear about it until in August when it was raised with me. And the information that there was a so-called whistleblower that had raised concerns about it.
And when you read the transcript, were you made aware of what had happened on the phone call before you read the transcript? How were you made kind of aware of the details of it?
No, I was told initially that a whistleblower thinks that there was a violation of law, that the president had violated the law and was essentially soliciting a campaign contribution. And I looked at the transcript, as did others at Justice, and I thought that it was a sort of an unseemly call, but it was not a crime. There was no violation of law. I was personally mad because in his typical sloppy fashion, he threw around my name and Giuliani's name interchangeably when we had very different roles and were involved in very different things. So that annoyed me, but I didn't recriminate it about it. I advised the president he should get the transcript out as quickly as possible, which he procrastinated on, and a big head of steam built up before he got out the transcript. The Justice Department didn't really play a role in the impeachment, but I felt the whole impeachment episode shows, I think, one of the president's weak points, which is that he sometimes gets these harebrained ideas, and when the apparatus in government says no or won't pursue it to his satisfaction, he tries to set up a little skunk works of outsiders to run a play without the knowledge of people in the government, and it gets him in trouble sometimes. And this was one of those occasions. I thought the whole idea that getting the Ukrainian government to investigate the firing of Shokin, and that somehow would be a big breakthrough in the campaign, was stupid. So I think it was a harebrained scheme, and it was pursued in a very heavy-handed way.
Coming up, more of my favorite conversations from the Sunday special here on The Ben Shapiro Show.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halotherapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
And up to cancer.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
So what was the sort of basic legal analysis where the DOJ decided this is not a crime, what happened on the phone call? Because, of course, the entire left then suggested that you were deeply corrupt for not prosecuting the president of the United States on the basis of the phone call.
Well, I've noticed that he hasn't been prosecuted by this administration. And if people thought there was a crime and they have evidence of it, I assume they would. They seem to be doing everything else they can to, you know, to hobble Trump. But no one has brought any charges. I just didn't think that that amounted to a crime.
So fast forward, we're now in COVID era. I mean, and really is the name of your book is one damn thing after another. And that really is, I mean, this. 2.5 year period or 2 year period of your life. It's about 80 years, it sounds like, in terms of personal experience. But about 5 seconds after the Ukraine phone call happens and the impeachment happens, we get the outbreak of COVID. I mean, it's really just a couple of months later. And now there are all of these legal issues that are cropping up in terms of what the federal government can do, in terms of what the federal government should do. What was the position inside the administration? What were the discussions like inside the administration as far as the power of the federal government to leverage its authority to do all the things that it ended up doing?
Well, you know, I think most people, and I wasn't directly involved or didn't have a big role in the main issues involving COVID, but I think most people felt that we're a federal system, and at the end of the day, the president is going to have to work with the governors. The states have so-called police power. They have the primary duty of protecting the health and safety of their citizens. And I think any president would have had to work with the governors, and that sometimes meant herding cats. And, of course, that's not the president's strong suit, patience and herding cats. So overall, I'm not sure that the president did a bad job on COVID. The returns are still out as to, you know, how we fared under it. I think some countries that people thought were great have ended up in a worse position. But I do think that a fundamental mistake was made in empowering Fauci. And this is the one thing that I raised with the president is I felt they were putting Fauci too much up in front and making him the face and the spokesman for COVID and empowering him. And I know a number of people were urging the president to bring in people from the private sector. There were some very prominent public health doctors on the outside that I think would have come in and given him better advice. And yet he stuck with Fauci, and I think that was a self-inflicted wound. And it, to me, it shows something else about the president. And I, and you know, later we can talk about some of the areas where I think he deserves a lot of credit. But sometimes when there's a complicated issue like this, instead of making a decision and leading and getting a broad range of advice, he'll sort of stand back and then snipe at the people publicly. And I contrast that with what DeSantis did in Florida, which is he appointed a public health advisor who seems to be very sharp and able, and then he made the hard decisions and withstood the blowback and stood his ground, and it looks pretty successful what he did. And we didn't follow that model in the federal government, and the president sometimes seemed erratic. People forget that the reason he initially got into a fight with Governor Kemp of Georgia was because he was lambasting Kemp for opening up Georgia too early. So, you know, there was a lot of erratic behavior there.
So in the middle of all of this, the COVID really sort of breaks into the public scene late February, early March. And then within a couple of months, you have major riots in America's major cities, thanks to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And this is where a lot of the headlines really start to center in on the DOJ and what law enforcement is doing, not only with regard to how to deal with the riots and the loss of you know, public safety in a lot of these major cities, but also with regard to President Trump's personal response. He's very voluble about the violation of law. There are a bunch of very controversial photo ops that happened. So what was the debate inside the administration over how to deal with the outbreak of violence in virtually every major American city?
Well, I think there was no difference of opinion that we had to respond and protect the community against violence. And I think, in theory, everyone agreed that the people who had to do this at the outset and had primary responsibility had to be the states and local government. They have the resources to do it. And the federal government, a lot of people don't understand this. We have limited resources to deal with civil unrest. You know, most of our tactical units are geared for SWAT teams and things like that, not dealing with that kind of demonstration and rioting. And so my position was we got to keep the pressure on the local governments to do all they can, including bringing out the National Guard. But the president frequently got impatient and wanted to, you know, have a much more direct federal role, which would have meant using regular army. And I felt that was a last resort. We had used it in the Los Angeles riots in 1992. And both of the last times we used regular military, I was involved in that and approved it and oversaw it. But in this situation, I felt it would be a mistake to deploy regular troops because I felt that he wanted to do it in Portland, for example. When the riot had died down and was really just in Portland and Seattle. And I said that, you know, if we do it in Portland, there are going to be sympathy riots all around the country. It's going to break out again all around the country. And we don't have enough troops to send into all the cities. And you know what? The Democrats will sit back and say, you broke it, you fix it. And we'll be scurrying around playing whack-a-mole throughout the election year using the regular army and American citizen cities. And that's not a good look. And so I was opposed to using the regular army in Portland.
We'll get some more on this in just one second. First, here at the Ben Shapiro Show, we're partnering with Preborn to rescue 10,000 babies from abortion in 2022 by sponsoring free ultrasounds. You see, an ultrasound is truly a game changer. When a mom comes into a preborn pregnancy center under pressure to abort her child, and she needs her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, the majority of the time she's going to choose life. Preborn has rescued close to 200,000 babies. Their clinics are located in the highest abortion areas in the country, where sadly, abortions still continue at an alarming rate. Will you give the gift of life this holiday season? One ultrasound is just $28, or $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled, saving twice as many babies' lives. Any gift will help. Your tax write-off can reach eternity. To donate securely, call #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or head on over to preborn.com/Shapiro. That's preborn.com/Shapiro. Let's do it. Give the gift of life. Help out my friends over at Preborn. You could be saving babies today by helping them out. Head on over to preborn.com/Shapiro. That's preborn.com/Shapiro. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. Alrighty, so Attorney General, there's this big controversy, obviously, over the president and the clearing of Lafayette Park of what the authorities suggested was actual violent activity and what opponents suggested was just peaceful protest so that Trump could theoretically walk out and do a photo op in front of this burned out church near the White House. Now, how did the deliberations around that go around? Are you privy to sort of what that conversation was?
Well, I cover that in my book. What led up to June 1st were 3 days of very savage rioting outside the White House where over 100 law enforcement officers were injured. I think there were 22 taken to the hospital. There were concussions and other serious injuries. And what had been decided on Sunday was Sunday night, it was that they were going to put up a non-scalable fence at the end of Lafayette Park because, to protect law enforcement. And that was going to be done as soon as the fencing was there on Monday and as soon as enough units were there to push the crowd back so they could erect the fence on along H Street. And so the idea that this was done, the clearing of the park was done for the president to have a photo op is simply false. It was planned long in advance in order to erect a fence. And the crowd was asked to move back three times. They didn't. And so the line of law enforcement moved forward and pushed them back, and the fence was put up. So I think the whole thing was unobjectionable from the standpoint of, you know, protecting the federal property and the White House and the president. You know, the president had been taken down to the bunker earlier in the weekend because of the ferocity of the rioting. They broke into the Treasury Department. Things like that were happening. Of course, the media didn't cover any of that. So, you know, I thought it was sort of an example of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory when the president made a victory march over to St. John's Church. I have no problem with the president going over to St. John's Church. I would have just had more of a delay between the actual operation and the president going over there, because it gave the impression of spiking the football, and I think that was unfortunate.
Yeah, Attorney General, on a broader level, obviously, these riots break out. The entire media and the left in the United States suggest that it's because of widespread systemic racism in the criminal justice system. You're the head of the DOJ. What do you make of the accusation that police, the law enforcement system generally, the justice system generally, are systemically racist and are discriminating against black Americans?
I reject that. I don't think that's the truth. Now, in some communities, could it be that policemen profile or do other things that raise concern in the African-American community? Yes, but overall, I would say the system is not systemically racist. Take this whole, what I call in the book, you know, the BLM's big lie, which is no one quarrels that Black Lives Matter, but the idea that the police pose this unique threat, I think, is wrong. You know, every day in our country, there are 50 serious attacks on police officers. I'm talking about, you know, attacks with weapons and so forth, 50 a day. And there are less than three people shot each day. By the police, shot and killed each day, three people a day, less than that. And of those, given the attacks that occur on police, that doesn't show a trigger-happy police force. And then of those, 1,000 or so people who were shot and killed by the police, a quarter are African-American. Now, the idea that this is shows racism is based on the idea that there are 13% of our population is black, but a quarter of the people shot are African-American. Half of homicides and robberies are committed by African-Americans, and 37% of violent crime is committed by African-Americans. So, you know, the police are disproportionately patrolling in these high crime areas. And so the fact that 25% of those shot are African-American is not out of whack. So the whole argument that this is, you know, the police treating people differently is false. And the real careful studies of it have shown the opposite, that in fact, white perpetrators are more apt to be shot.
Coming up, more of my favorite conversations from the Sunday special here on The Ben Shapiro Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Was an argument made in the run-up to the election that the Trump administration was somehow going to rig the federal election processes to prevent the Democrats from winning. And then you heard the simultaneous argument from people on the right side of the aisle that the election was going to be rigged. So election night happens. The president in the early returns appears to be leading in a lot of the swing states. There are some pauses in places like Georgia and Michigan. The results come in their completeness the next day, and the president appears to have lost. What was the mood at the White House when all of this was happening before there was all this talk about election rigging and how the election had been stolen?
Well, I went to the election night watch at the White House. The president hadn't come downstairs yet. People were hopeful because of the president's last few days and the big crowds he was getting. So there was cautious optimism. I was not optimistic. I left early because I felt the president was going to lose. You know, right out of the box, the president claimed major fraud. And I had been worried about hijinks during the election and been very outspoken about the changes in rules that were being made because of COVID and also about universal mail-in ballots and harvesting and other things. I was very concerned about that. But in my mind, there are two different questions. One set of issues is the importance of having public confidence in the outcome of elections. And I kept on saying that in a tightly divided country like ours, where the stakes are so high, it's critical that we do everything to tighten up the integrity of elections, and that the Democrats' approach of running them like an honor system will mean that people don't have confidence in the election. And that's going to be very damaging to our country. And when you dilute the protections, whether or not the fraud or illegalities occur, people are still going to not have confidence in the election, and we're seeing that now. Then the other question, which I see as a distinct question, is was there in fact fraud that swayed the election? Based on what I've seen, I don't think there was. But people are lumping together three different things, Ben. There's the gaming of the system and the skewing of the playing field by changing the rules, and the Republicans have to fight that. But once those rules are set, you have to play by those rules. You have to do the best you can under those circumstances. The second thing are violations of rules that are meant to prevent fraud, such as, maybe keeping observers out of the poll or permitting harvesting where it's actually prohibited. those are violations of rules, but that create an opportunity for fraud, but they're not evidence of direct evidence of fraud itself. You still have to show that people who were not qualified to vote voted, or that there was undue influence in their vote, or their votes were bought. And then the third thing is fraud, which is some scheme where people who were not qualified or dead people voted, or legitimate votes are thrown out. And people are lumping all of that together. The Department of Justice is only responsible for the third part of it. The states handle the first two aspects of it. And I kept on trying to explain to the president that in a, with a presidential election, you only have 5 or 6 weeks to win, you know, your arguments, and you have to pursue those initially in the states. If there is criminal fraud, evidence of it, the Justice Department will pursue it. And we did look into those things, and all the stuff raised initially by Giuliani and the others were just wrong. They were false. Those allegations, the Dominion machines, you know, the trucking of ballots from New York into Pennsylvania, that more people voted in Philadelphia than there were people, all of that was wrong. And so I told that to the president, that these, you know, there was no evidence of systemic fraud.
We're going to get to more of this in just 1 second. First, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at dailywire.com. Let Matt Walsh tell you about his show.
Hey, this is Matt Walsh, host of The Matt Walsh Show. Most of us, you know, don't wake up in the morning thinking about what the bureaucrats in D.C. are up to. At least I don't. Our concerns are more immediate than that, which is why I focus on social issues, culture, family, faith, even sometimes pop culture. Political issues are important, but I don't think they're the most important thing or the most entertaining thing, frankly. So if you're looking for a conservative show that goes beyond politics and brings you stories the mainstream media tries to ignore, come check out The Matt Walsh Show, Monday through Friday, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you go for podcasts, I'm there. Plus, if you check it out on dailywire.com, you can watch the entire show ad-free. The Matt Walsh Show. Check it out. I'll see you there.
If you're looking for cynicism, depression, and also hilarity, Matt is the place to go. Make sure you check out Matt's show. Okay, so Attorney General, I want to break this down further with you because I think that you're exactly right, obviously, in the attempt to sort of conflate in everybody's mind all of these issues. And you can be worried about the first two and still say there's no evidence of number three, actual manufactured ballots, dead people voting, right, people who are, you know, not capable of voting. So the real question I have there is sort of how robust are our systems of detection for this sort of stuff? Because you've heard a wide variety of answers to that question, ranging kind of where you are on the political spectrum. The right basically suggests that there's not a robust system for detecting actual voter fraud, that you know, for example, signature checks are not sufficient because, you know, theoretically people could get a hold of old voter rolls and manufacture signatures, or the only way to challenge a vote theoretically is somebody wants to vote and they show up and then they realize their vote's already been cast. But how many times are people actually going to do that? So how robust are our systems for actually detecting hardcore, real, legal voter fraud?
Any system to be effective really has to be in place at the time of the vote, because going back after the votes is very hard to do and to establish fraud. There are a lot of hurdles to that in addition to the narrow time frame. And I do think that we diluted some of those protections, you know, by dialing back the signature check sensitivity and things like that. So I would urge, I think the governors in Georgia and Texas and elsewhere, they're tightening up on the system, are doing the right thing. And that's what I think the Republican Party has to stand for, the integrity of elections. I think most people want to make sure that our elections are fair. And I think they understand we need things like IDs and other things like that. But I don't think they're strong enough. And I also feel I have no problem and, in fact, support efforts to go back retrospectively and check things. I think we should have more auditing of election results. Some states do quality assurance auditing in order to determine generally whether there was evidence of fraud. But I think that has to be expanded. And I do think we have to prohibit harvesting. Harvesting, you know, back when they established the bipartisan commission chaired by Baker and Jimmy Carter, they identified universal mail-in ballots and harvesting are the two biggest areas of potential fraud and abuse. And I think harvesting is a terrible development. It has to be stopped. It does away with the secret ballot. It opens people up to undue influence. It permits the buying of votes. And you lose the ability of really knowing who it is who's casting that vote. And so I think we have to continue to push for all of those things.
This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A suspect is arrested in connection with the murders of four University of Idaho students, Moscow Police Chief James Fry.
Last night, in conjunction with the Pennsylvania State Police, Federal Bureau of Investigation, detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania, on a warrant for murder of Ethan, Zaina, Madison, and Kaylee.
Idaho State Police Director Colonel Kendrick Will says the community has been rocked by the killings of the students.
This has been a very difficult time for the families, the university, the community, and the state of Idaho. However, it is also proven that communities come together in tough times.
Kohlberger is being held for extradition in the criminal homicide investigation. The four students were stabbed to death at a rental home near campus sometime in the early morning hours of November 13th. Kohlberger is working towards his doctorate in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Washington State University. President Biden pardons six people.
All six served out sentences after convictions on a murder charge and drug and alcohol-related crimes. It means their criminal records have been purged. 80-year-old Beverly Ann Ivan Thomas of Columbus, Ohio, was convicted of killing her abusive husband. Her appeal was among the first by someone with battered women's syndrome. 66-year-old Gary Parks Davis of Yuma, Arizona, was 22 when he admitted using a telephone for a cocaine transaction. He served a six-month sentence on nights and weekends. A few months ago, the president pardoned thousands of people convicted of simple possession of marijuana under federal law. He also pardoned three people earlier this year and commuted the sentences of 75 others. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More at townhall.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
A massive fire in a casino hotel complex in western Cambodia leaves at least 25 people dead and dozens more injured. International correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The search for victims of the blaze continued as rescuers pounded on hotel room doors in order to check inside the rooms. The blaze at the Grand Diamond City Casino and Hotel in the town of Poipet on the Thai border raged for about 12 hours before it was finally extinguished by emergency services. The morning after the blaze, several more bodies were found, some in their rooms and some in stairways. The death toll was expected to rise further once rescuers accessed all the locked rooms and searched under the debris from the fire. Thai and Cambodian rescue teams have been working side by side in the 17-story complex. I'm Karen Chamas.
An investigation into the cause of the fire continues. News and analysis at townhall.com. Emmy Award-winning journalist and television personality Barbara Walters has died at the age of 93. In 1974, she became the first woman to ever co-host an American television news program with the Today Show. In 1976, she co-anchored ABC Evening News. If you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle, you need to know what the cold weather does to it.
According to AAA, electric vehicle owners will see a decrease in driving range, and that'll be compounded by the use of the vehicle's indoor climate control system. When the temperature drops below 20 degrees outside and the heater's used, the car's driving range drops by 41%. A AAA spokesman says as long as drivers understand that there are limitations when operating electric vehicles in more extreme climates, they are less likely to be caught off guard by an unexpected drop in driving range. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
...2022 was a wild year. We were with you the whole way. Today, I wanted to revisit some of the craziest news we could look back on this year and look forward to 2023. Enjoy this episode from earlier this year. I, honest to God, never thought I would see something like this from Joe Biden. From really any American president. The president of the United States gave the most demagogic, dangerous speech I've ever heard from an American president. Truly. And a lot of people out there right now on the left side of the aisle screaming about Donald Trump and his January 6th speech. I really hated Donald Trump's January 6th speech. But what Donald Trump did not do in that speech is declare that half the country was the enemy. He did not declare that half the country was fundamentally opposed to the basis of the country. He attacked, I thought wrongly, the quote-unquote political elite who had skewed the election or whatever. But what he didn't do was label half the country people who were just political opponents, his actual enemies. He didn't actually do that on January 6th. And when he talked about the press as the enemies of the people in all of this, the press went nuts. And I said he shouldn't have done that. But that was a talk about the press. That wasn't everybody who opposes my agenda deserves the back of the American hand. The president and all of this in the name of democracy and equality, it was insane. I want to begin with the image of the speech. This is going to be the takeaway image. Most people are not going to see the speech. Most people are not going to listen to the speech. There's going to be one takeaway image from the speech. Presidential politics is all about image. It's all about imagistics. Whether you're talking about President Trump getting out of a helicopter and taking off his mask in the middle of COVID, or whether you're talking about Barack Obama standing on a giant stage flanked by the Greek Parthenon recreated in 2008. When you look at this image, the image that you're seeing right now of Joe Biden, this is the single worst piece of presidential image making I have ever seen in my entire life. It is not close. This is an astonishingly bad image for the president of the United States, especially when he's declaring, I'm here in defense of democracy, and now I'm going to yell at you about how everyone who opposes me is an enemy of democracy. Let's count the ways in which this is a horrible piece of, I mean, first of all, let's compare it to some other images just so you see how bad a piece of imagery this is. It's insane. Okay, how about General Lux from Star Wars, The Force Awakens? It's the same image. We're talking about the blood red background. We're talking about the dark outfit, the blood red background, and the people in the background are apparatchiks of the state. Okay, you are talking here about Man in the High Castle when John Smith is first introduced in the Volkshall in New York. Okay, I mean, it's this sort of imagery. The people who constructed this image, that was not Photoshopped, that picture of Joe Biden. That was a not Photoshopped image. I mean, Scar from Lion King. It's insane. What are they doing? What are they doing? The answer, by the way, and it's V for Vendetta. It is all the dictators that you have ever seen in film or on screen, basically rolled into one and then wrapped into an image. What is his team doing? What is his team doing? Well, I think the answer is they're a very online team. The people who work for him, they spend all day on Twitter. And so over the past few weeks, there's been this idea that Dark Brandon is rising. Dark Brandon, of course, is that meme that originally started in China of Joe Biden sitting on a throne made of guns with his lit up eyes backlit by flames. He's evil. I think that his team was like, you know what? That was such a cool image, man. It went viral online. Let's just recreate that in real life. And so you end up with this. You end up with the actual picture of Joe Biden. Let's go back to the original. You end up with the actual picture of Joe Biden in this picture. Now, let me describe for people who are just listening what is in this picture. Joe Biden is standing at the podium. This is an upshot. I believe this is from Getty Images. He is screaming at the top of his lungs. He's gripping his fists up in the air. Behind him is Independence Hall, the site of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Blood red. Blood red. And behind him are two American Marines who are in shadow, except for their white gloved hands. And behind him, there's a pale light that looks like, because of the way this is lit, it looks like the throne room of the Emperor from Return of the Jedi. It's the worst piece of presidential image making ever. About Joe the Plumber, it said, real deal on Joe the Plumber reveals new slant. As though the question that he asked Obama was illegitimate because Joe the Plumber was not actually named Joe the Plumber. Right? The New York Times says, as it turns out, Joe the Plumber, as he became nationally known when Senator John McCain made him a theme at Wednesday's final presidential debate, may work in the plumbing business, but he is not a licensed plumber. They actually went and did this. I don't know if you remember this. For my younger listeners, this is a thing that happened in real life 11 years ago. The New York Times went and dug up every piece of information they could on a dude who asked Barack Obama a question. He said, Thomas Joseph, the business manager of Local 50 of the United Association. You're going to want to have known that at least your family is taken care of. If you've got a family like I do, you have plenty of things to worry about. So why not get that life insurance problem off your table by heading on over to PolicyGenius.com? PolicyGenius gives you a smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. PolicyGenius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from top companies in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With PolicyGenius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And PolicyGenius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. They're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. There are no added fees. Your personal information is private. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your loved ones deserve that financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Why not competitively shop those life insurance rates over at PolicyGenius.com? Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save today. That's PolicyGenius.com. Every responsible human who has other people to care for should have a policy, a life insurance policy, and PolicyGenius will make that happen for you. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get started. So Joe Biden gave a speech, and the speech was designed to attack all of his political opponents and treat them as enemies of the state. That's what this speech was designed to do. I think in a very cynical way, because Joe Biden basically gave you two messages. One, everyone who opposes me is an enemy of the state. And two, violence is wrong. The basic idea here is to raise the temperature. I think it's more likely to result in acts of violence that Joe Biden is then going to use as a case to run in 2022 and 2024. I mean, this is extraordinarily dark stuff. We haven't even gotten to the content of the speech. Just the imagery alone is extraordinary. Really dark, really creepy, really fascistic. And man, there's a reason that satanic, demonic, and pure evil were all trending on Twitter. Man, oh man, the imagery associated with the speech. And you know what? It fits well within the rhetoric of the speech too. Because what Joe Biden said is, as I say, the most dangerous thing I have seen an American president say about half the country ever in my life. And I'm sure there are times, maybe before that in American history, but I was born in 1984, so I can only tell you what I have seen since 1984. The president of the United States going out there and saying that the half of the country that disagrees with, he has a 38% approval rating, half the country, more than half, that disagrees with him, that these are people who are associated with pure evil. he speaks about his fellow Americans the way that George W. Bush spoke about Al-Qaeda. So let's actually go through the speech now. We're going to go through it in real detail. I want him to speak in his own words. It's amazing. So this thing opens. Remember, it's a taxpayer-sponsored event, which means he's using all of the power of the office. This geriatric dotard. He's using all the power of the office, including taxpayer dollars, and all the imagery of traditional American Republicanism, small R Republicanism, in order to prop up a demagogic piece of fascistic speechmaking. So here he was at the very beginning, and Jill is walking him out to the podium because he now needs to be walked from place to place as our president. And here's what it sounded and looked like. So there he is. I mean, he can barely walk. She's leading him out there. If this doesn't feel like the death of the Republic, you I don't know what would. He's in front of Independence Hall. He can barely raise his hand to wave. Okay, and then she ushers him to the podium, and he moves her off, and then he begins to speak. So, he starts off by welcoming his fellow Americans. And by his fellow Americans, he means everyone who agrees with him. This was a pure campaign speech, but it is laced through with the kind of seething hatred for his fellow Americans that I have not seen. Truly, it's despicable. Here's the President of the United States, Captain Unity, over here.
My fellow Americans, I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago with an idea unique among nations. That in America, we're all created equal.
Okay, so, first of all, you can hear that he's clearing his throat. He's not particularly healthy. But as you can see, this was angry Biden. But there are two versions of Biden that are now present. There's really three versions of Biden that are present in American public life. There is doddering fool Biden, can't get a sentence out, can barely speak, is wobbling around, his aides are worried he's going to trip over a wire, falling off bikes and all the rest. And that's one version of Biden. Then you have fake empathy Biden, where he goes into his low voice. He really cares. That's the stuff where, in completely inappropriate context, he cites the tragic death of his son in order to try and garner empathy for himself while supposedly trying to sympathize with others, right? That's version number two of Biden. And then there's angry yelly Biden. So he continues with what he says are the real message of America. What is the soul? He said he was going to speak about the soul of the nation in front of a blood-red background in satanic lighting.
We the people, these two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built.
Okay, so the very basis of his speech, that equality and democracy are the key values of the United States, they are some of the key values of the United States, but he's actually using the wrong language. Because when he says equality, what he means is equity. Right? He's made this very, very clear throughout his presidency. Equity means equality of outcome. It does not mean that you have equal rights under the Constitution. That is not what he cares about. He cares about equality of outcome. And if you oppose that, you're against equality. And when he says democracy, as it turns out, he does not mean the kind of republicanism, small R republicanism, that is discussed in the Constitution of the United States. The truth is, if you look at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, the key messages, truly, are liberty and republicanism. Not equality and democracy. Equality and democracy are hallmarks of the French Revolution. Because in the French Revolution, the whole idea was that it was égalité, liberté, fraternité. It was pure democracy. It was mob rule. The founders very much feared the idea of mob rule, culminating in a powerful centralized figure who was able to do whatever he wanted without any of the checks and boundaries of the Constitution of the United States. That's what they feared. And that's what Joe Biden represents. So understand, when he says equality and democracy, you're hearing equality of rights and democratic republican rule under the checks and balances of the Constitution. That's not what he means. What he means by equality and democracy is something very different. He means equity and mob rule. Those are the things that he's actually standing for. But again, what he's doing is he's hijacking. This whole speech was about hijacking traditional American images and turning them on their head. Right? Independence Hall is now blood red. Equality and democracy, if you are in favor of a limited government and equality of rights, and you're interested in a checks and balances system that hems in the power of a centralized bureaucratic state, this means, according to Joe Biden, you are against the founding ideals of the country. A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Coming up, more of this special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You're listening to a special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden started off with some words of unity. We love democracy. We love equality. And then very quickly, he moved on to, and you are our enemies. The part of the speech that starts to get bad comes very early. He starts suggesting that everyone who is his opponent is the same, and they're all bad, and they are extremist threats to democracy. Here we go.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face.
Okay, so what exactly are the threats that we face? Well, first he talks about the soul of America. And there's something particularly galling about this person who does not appear to be... He's a career corrupt politician declaring that he declaims on behalf of the American soul. So he's here on a religious level to lecture you while lit like Satan. Weird. Here we go.
That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just, that is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves.
So he's going to lay it on the line for you now. Here's where he gets to the good part. So he is going to launch into an attack on half of Americans. This is the key to the speech. Here we go.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Okay, so what he's doing right here, the media are saying, well, when he's saying that, you know, a huge percentage of Americans are extremist threats to the country. By the way, the answer usually to extremist threats to the country is you drone them or arrest them. Right? That's usually what you do. If you said there's an extremist threat from abroad to the very soul of the republic, that would usually amount to, you know, military response, legal response, people going to jail. So understand what he's doing. When he says, you know, that's not a majority of Republicans, that's not even, that's not everybody. I know because I've been able to work with those who are not. So I have a definitional question. Who is he talking about? A very simple question. When he says Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, we know he hates Trump. We know he thinks Trump is a threat to the republic. So put aside Trump personally. When he says the MAGA Republicans, who is he talking about? Is he talking about the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump? Is he talking about even beyond that, anyone who opposes his agenda now? Because throughout the speech, he's going to conflate all of these things. All the people who voted for Trump, anyone who opposes his agenda now, these are all in league with the MAGA Republicans. If you're a pro-life person, you're in league with the MAGA Republicans. Maybe you're a MAGA Republican. Maybe you are. Maybe you're a threat to the country. If you are somebody who doesn't believe in him blowing out the budget, if you don't believe in him spending $500 billion minimum on an unconstitutional student loan bailout, if you don't believe that Joe Biden has the power through OSHA to mandate that you vax, if you don't believe the Democrats have the power to shut down schools and shut down your businesses on the basis of a fake emergency, if you don't believe those things, are you a MAGA Republican or are you not? He doesn't provide any litmus test. The only litmus test that he provides in the speech as to who is not a MAGA Republican are Republicans he can work with. As you will see, as we're going to go through the speech, that's who he is talking about. The only people who are the good Republicans are the Republicans who do what he wants. Those are the people who are not a threat. Everybody else, a threat. Associated with threat. Everybody else. The people who are the good Republicans, the ones you don't have to worry about. If you're out there and you're a Republican and you're worried that Joe Biden's coming after you, well, there's one way to avoid worrying about that. And that is you can be a good Republican who works with Joe Biden. So presumably this means like Mitt Romney on infrastructure. Presumably this means like Murkowski in Alaska, who's voted with Joe Biden a few times. But it means like Bill Kristol and the team over at the Dispatch or the Bulwark. Those are the good Republicans. The good Republicans are the ones who basically, Liz Cheney, the people who do Joe Biden's, and by the way, they're only good Republicans so long as they do his bidding. The minute they don't, they move back into MAGA Republican territory. It's a binary equation here. You're either with him or you're against him. George W. Bush said that about actual terrorists. Joe Biden says that about domestic Americans who oppose his political agenda. Because again, I'm going to read that to you again. He says, I want to be very clear up front, not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. He doesn't actually characterize what the extreme ideology is. It just means people who oppose him. Quote, I know because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. That's the litmus test. If he works with you and if you work with him, then this means you are no longer, you don't have to worry about him labeling you the enemy. But if you don't work with him, that is a very different story. If you do not work with Joe Biden, well, then he is going to unleash the power of his administration against you. And you should be ready, because you are a threat to the Republic. You. You, the person who doesn't like his agenda. You, the person who says, hey, yeah, you know what? I'll say that you won the election in 2020. Sure. But I think you're a horrible president. You're doing a terrible job, and you should never win another election again. And you're a demagogue who is using the patina of unity in order to purge your political opponents from the public square. You're the enemy. That's what this speech was all about. Him trying to buy that back a little bit by pretending that he's not speaking about all Republicans. You're right. He's not speaking about all Republicans. There are people at the Lincoln Project he's not speaking about. There are some people who used to be Republicans and no longer consider themselves such. The Anna Navarros of the world. He's not talking about you. But if you are a conservative who opposes his agenda, he is talking about you. He is talking about you.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Coming up, more of this special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlie's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Lotti with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.org.
You're listening to a special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden gave a speech, the most demagogic speech I have ever seen in my life from an American president, in which he essentially accused half the country of treason. So let's go through the indicators of who he is talking about when he decides, because he's talking about you as a threat to the republic. Again, threats to the republic get thrown in jail. That's what happens in the United States. If you're an actual threat to the system of the United States, that is effectively treason. So he's accusing many, many people in the country of treason. So he goes on.
These are hard things, but I'm an American president, not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself.
Okay, so a few things to note about this. One, his own party has propped up some of these quote-unquote election deniers in primaries so they can run against them. Second, when he says MAGA Republicans don't respect the Constitution, he declared that he could do something he had no constitutional power to do and simply relieve $500 billion in student loan debt. Joe Biden despises the Constitution. He sees it as a stricture preventing him from achieving the sort of power he craves. When he says that Republicans don't believe in the rule of law, we watched mass riots in 2020 promoted by the Democratic Party. We have watched lawlessness break out in nearly every major American city democratically governed. We've seen people ransacking shops. We've seen flash mobs wrecking places of business. All in democratic cities. You're talking about rule of law from a man who has single-handedly declared over and over that he doesn't have the power to do a thing and then he just does it? It's amazing, amazing stuff. And when he says that they're working to undermine democracy itself, here's the thing. If you were only talking about people who say, for example, in the states, yeah, you know what, if there's an election in my state and it goes the wrong way, I'm just going to throw out the result. If you're just talking about that handful of people, if you're talking about that, that's an argument worth having. He's not talking about those people. This is a president of the United States who last year made a speech in which he said that if you were in favor of voter ID, you were akin to Bull Connor during Jim Crow. He has suggested over and over that there is a mass effort by Republicans to prevent Americans from voting, that voter suppression is a real issue in America. And those people presumably are who he's talking about. Now, voter suppression is not a major issue in America. And when people say that voter fraud is a major issue in America, I think voter fraud is an issue in America because I can point to actual instances of voter fraud. They are not nearly as copious as people think they are on the right. I cannot point to a single example in the United States, and neither can you, of a person who wanted to vote and had their vote actively suppressed. And if that did happen, that would be a federal civil rights violation. But again, Joe Biden's goal here is to lump everybody in with the enemy. Everybody he doesn't like is Hitler, he says, while standing in front of a set that could have been created by Leni Riefenstahl. It's unbelievable. Okay, he continues.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
Oh, he said the quiet part out loud, guys. Remember that part like 2 seconds ago when he said he's not talking about all Republicans? He's not talking about all conservatives? He's just talking about the real MAGA extremists? Know you this. If you are a person who believes in the right to life for unborn human beings, you are a MAGA extremist, determined to take America backwards. If you believe there is no constitutional right to privacy, because literally there is no constitutional right to privacy, if you are Samuel Alito, if you are Clarence Thomas, if you are Justice Gorsuch, if you are Brett Kavanaugh, if you are Amy Coney Barrett, if you are, for that matter, John Roberts, who voted on this, you are a MAGA extremist. If you believe there is no right to contraception because there is no right to contraception in the Constitution of the United States, if you believe in traditional marriage, that you do not have the unfettered right to marry anyone that you wish to have sex with in the United States, which is a historically true statement, there is no right under the Constitution for you to marry anybody you love. By the way, even Joe Biden doesn't believe that. Joe Biden doesn't believe that brothers have a right to marry one another, for example, I assume. And maybe he'll change his opinion on that, float another trial balloon, but bottom line here is this. If you oppose his political agenda, you are a MAGA extremist. So he started off with this group of Republicans who are not MAGA extremists. And then he's shrinking it. He's shrinking it. And now it turns out that if you just don't agree with him on his interpretation of American law, this makes you a MAGA extremist determined to take America backwards. By the way, it is reminiscent of the language he used to use about Mitt Romney. You remember that in 2012, he suggested that Mitt Romney wanted to take us back to the 1950s. He wants to put y'all back in chains. So yeah, I have doubts when Joe Biden says he doesn't mean all of you. He's using the exact same language about Mitt Romney in 2012 as he is using about you today, as he is using about people who actually rioted on January 6th. That is the goal. He's saying it straight up. You oppose his agenda, you are the enemy. And here I am at a taxpayer-funded event flanked by members of the American military with the Independence Hall lit in blood red in order to explain to you why I'm pro-democracy. It's more in just one moment. First, the situation in Ukraine continues to be quite terrible for the people on the ground. Winter is setting in. The Russian bombardment has not stopped. This is why my friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews are really active in Ukraine right now. They've been working in Israel, Ukraine, and the former Soviet Union for more than 30 years. They've never seen hunger and suffering like is currently happening in Ukraine. One reason I'm asking for your help. For example, Norman is an 84-year-old Holocaust survivor. He's been blind since birth and lives in a Jewish old age home in Odessa, Ukraine, because of the infrastructure destruction that's happened over there. Norman has been without heat or clean water for months. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has supplied blankets, food, and other essentials to help Norman survive through the winter. They urgently need your help to continue getting Norman the supplies he needs. In this season of giving, please consider donating to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're on the ground providing generators, building wells, providing medicine and food boxes in this dire situation. Just $45 can ensure warmth, food, and clean water to Jewish kids and the elderly in need. And right now, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has a special matching challenge where your donation through the end of 22 will double in impact. Your tax-deductible gift will be multiplied twice to help provide twice the winter necessities and save lives. Head on over to benforthefellowship.org or text Shapiro to 41444. That's benforthefellowship.org or text Shapiro to 41444. Then he has the gall to explain that it's his opponents who are promoting authoritarian leaders. Again, says the man who has centralized more power in the executive branch than any president in American history. Here we go.
They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
Can you pause it for 1 second?
They look at the mob.
Okay, before we go further in this particular clip, I'm old enough to remember, because I'm more than 2 years old, when the Democratic Party promoted the lie that America's police were systemically racist, poo-pooed massive, most damaging riots in American history in the summer of 2020, when the vice president, second in command to this guy, the heir apparent, tried to bail out rioters in Minneapolis in the middle of 2020. Right now, we've had a spate of church burnings and bombings and pro-life clinics that have been attacked. And this administration has done nothing about those things. Dead silence about all of that. We had a person who tried to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh in his home, was ready to do that. And you're saying that the opposition are the people who are fanning the flames of political... By the way, what fans the flames of political violence more than literally labeling half the country from the podium of the President of the United States enemies of the Republic? People who wish to tear down the Republic. Traitors. It's hard to think of anything that could raise the temperature more than that. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's like, I oppose political violence. Also, all of my opponents are basically akin to domestic terrorists. I mean, number one, you're driving a press for oppression on behalf of the actual state. And number two, you're driving people who may be prone to violence to actually take up arms and commit acts of violence. And you're raising the temperature. There's no question that's what he's doing here in the most cynical possible way, because then, if God forbid there is violence, he's going to then attribute that to all of his political opposition. It's a cynical and despicable play. And from a guy who's now proclaiming that he's there for unity? My God. Continue.
They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots, and they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people.
So, again, I am not a person who has said that I think Joe Biden lost the 2020 election. But the entire Democratic Party spent 4 years claiming that Donald Trump was the illegitimate president of the United States based on Russian collusion in the 2016 election. The current White House press secretary has said twice that Republicans stole elections. She has not been asked that one single time. Karine Jean-Pierre said that. It's just an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. And again, even if you agree with this part of the speech, where you're right, there are people out there and they're denying the election, they shouldn't deny the election, he lumped together everyone who is pro-life in this country, people who are pro-Second Amendment in this country, people who believe in traditional marriage in this country, with that. They're all the same. They're all enemies of the Republic. They're dangers to equality and democracy. They are threats to the soul of America. We're just getting started. It gets worse and worse. Here we go.
That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans, from every background and belief, who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it.
You're not powerless. You're not powerless, guys. There are people who are attacking democracy. What are you going to do about it? They're attacking it. Now, typically in America, when people attack our democracy, when people attack, again, that's criminal behavior. He's encouraging half the population to see the other half of the population as actual criminals and traitors. And the hypocrisy of the speech, the things that he says about his political opponent that apply mostly to him, they just come fast and furious here. He then, in the most galling fashion, while labeling half of the American population traitors to the country, he then suggests that he is here for unity. It's enough to make you vomit. It really is. It's truly stomach-turning.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Coming up, more of this special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. No, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Ein.
You're listening to a special episode of The Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden gave a speech that is the most demagogic speech I've ever seen from an American president, especially one who proclaims that he's in favor of unity and calming things down. Again, the idea is that everyone he opposes is bad. Every single person. And he says we are now at an inflection point. We're at an inflection point. And you have a binary choice. You're either with him or you're with them. You're with us or you're with the MAGA extremists. Here's Joe Biden.
It's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point, one of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together,
my God,
together we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path forward to the future, a future of possibility.
This stuff sounded better in the original German. When he says things like, my opponents, they stoke fear, division, and darkness, flanked by members of the military in a blood-red background. When he says, my political opponents, these are people who thrive on chaos, They live in the shadow of lies. Those are my political opponents. But together, we can choose light and happiness. We can choose something wonderful. And then he is so nonspecific about the people he is talking about that it literally includes everyone who is pro-life. Every single person who's pro-traditional marriage. Every single person who opposes the transing of the children. All those people are people who live in the shadow of lies. And he can tell you that he's not thriving on fear and chaos. This is a man who's against fear and living on fear and chaos and generating hatred for the opponent. You should definitely fear and hate the chaos of his opponents. I mean, it's the gaslighting of this speech, astonishing. And then he talks about his own values. Right? He talks about the values of our nation. And gag me with a spoon, man. I mean, this is just all the stuff he says that his opponents believe. The projection here is epic levels of projection.
This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others. Patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are still, at our core, a democracy.
We're still a democracy. By democracy, he means you're a bunch of people who delegate all power to me through a pure mob rule election. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First.
Hey, everyone. This is Daily Wire Editor-in-Chief John Bickley with Georgia Howe.
We co-host Morning Wire, the daily news podcast created to bring more balance to the national conversation.
We give you the news you need to know in 15 minutes or less without the mainstream spin.
Join us and get the facts first with a new episode every morning.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Daily Wire Plus, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When he says we respect free and fair elections, you spent 4 years declaring that Donald Trump was Vladimir Putin's puppet. He says we honor the will of the people, we don't deny it. Is that really the case? Because it seems to me that every time you lose a political battle, you declare the entire game rigged. And we reject violence as a political, we don't encourage violence. You had mayors of your cities writing in giant block letters, Black Lives Matter and defund the police in the middle of a rioting summer. Again, the projection is astonishing. You're supposed to believe that these are the people who are pro-Constitution. They're pro-rule of law. They're pro-liberty. They're pro-Republicanism. These are the ones. And I'm never going to get over the irony of him saying all this stuff while looking like he stepped straight out of the pages of a Mussolini speech. It's amazing. You could Photoshop this guy into a Mussolini background right here, and it would look almost the same. But don't worry, guys. He's against authoritarianism. Is Joe Biden, the greatest centralizer of power in the executive branch in American history.
History tells us the blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. For a long time, we've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it.
Blind loyalty to a single leader is a problem. I seem to remember a few political cults in the past. And again, I have very little belief that Joe Biden believes that loyalty to a single figure is a particularly bad thing while standing using taxpayer dollars in front of Marines. I mean, again, this is not the Marines' fault. It's the whole point. He's hijacking the power of the presidency in order to use the prop of the military to back his message. It's an extraordinary breach of what it means to be the president of the United States. But don't worry. He's going to call on all of us to come together. We're going to come together around fighting the internal enemy. We're going to come together around you ratting on your neighbors. You never know. It might be a member of your family. It might be you. You might have to report yourself. Here we go.
That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans. We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart.
We, the people, the mob, we will not let anyone tear this country apart. Go after your neighbor. Go after him. That's how we unite. We unite by coming together as a mob and going after that guy who voted the other way in the last election cycle. That guy, he probably hates democracy. The best thing we can do, we got to shut that ass up. Really important. We got to go after him. We got to ruin him. We got to use the power of the state to quash him. That's how we achieve unity. And I said when Joe Biden took office and he gets his big unity address, there are only two ways to achieve unity in a disparate polity. One, you accept that some people disagree with you and you move on. Two, you purge. I think it's pretty clear which direction Joe Biden prefers. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A suspect in the murders of four Idaho students is arrested in Pennsylvania. State police in Monroe County say 28-year-old Brian Kohlberger is being held for extradition in a criminal homicide investigation. Lata County Prosecutor Bill Thompson in Idaho says the suspect will be back in court next week.
He has had an initial appearance in front of a judge in Pennsylvania. He is being held without bond. And the warrant from our magistrate judge here also provides for no bond. We understand that he's scheduled to be back in court in Pennsylvania next Tuesday afternoon, and that a public defender has been appointed for him there.
The four students were stabbed to death at a rental home near campus on November 13th. After years of Democrat accusations, the taxes have been released, and they show absolutely no wrongdoing. In a political move, House Democrats Friday released former President Trump's tax records from 2015 to 2020. The documents show Mr. Trump paid over $1 million in federal income taxes during the first 3 years of his presidency. The former president also did not accept a salary as president. The move by Democrats marks the first time Congress has ever released the tax returns of a private individual. U.S. Capitol will reopen next week after 3 years.
A memo from the House Sergeant at Arms and obtained by the Hill details several ways in which access will be restored starting on Tuesday. Access to the Capitol office buildings is back. Visitors will no longer need to be escorted by a staff member when they visit. The public will also have access to House galleries with a pass that can be issued by their own member of Congress. Staff-led tours will resume January 7th to limited areas of the Capitol, including the Hall of Columns, the Crypt, the Rotunda, and Statuary Hall. The Capitol Visitor Center is set to reopen in March. Bob Agner reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
F off.
Major changes coming up in Alabama gun laws.
On January 1st, it will become the latest state to allow people to carry a concealed handgun without a state permit that requires a background check. Now, the new law ends the requirement for a person to get a permit to legally carry in public. However, people can still choose to get a permit if they wish to do so. The legislation was championed by gun rights advocates who call it a constitutional carry in reference to the Second Amendment. Jason Walker reporting.
As 2022 winds down, gas prices are going up and will continue to do so, along with electric and natural gas bills due to new Biden administration tax hikes that go into effect January 1st. AAA reports the national average price for regular is up another 2 cents to $3.17 a gallon. News and analysis at townhall.com. A portion of a damaged pipeline is reopened.
A spill dumped 14,000 barrels of crude oil into a creek northwest of Kansas City. Canada-based TC Energy announced it had completed repairs, inspections, and testing on its Keystone Pipeline in northeast Kansas. The company said that allowed for a controlled restart of the section from near the Nebraska-Kansas line to northern Oklahoma. The 2,700-mile Keystone system carries heavy crude oil from western Canada to the Gulf Coast and to central Illinois. The spill occurred December 7th. John Scott reporting.
Indiana is the latest state to block the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok from state devices. The blockage came on the same day that Indiana's attorney general sued TikTok, claiming the video-sharing platform misleads its users, especially kids, about the level of inappropriate content and security of consumer information. It's owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Happy birthday, great president. We know your mom's always with you.
Yes, that's the President of the United States yesterday once again calling his vice president, Kamala Harris, the President of the United States. Not the first time, doubtless won't be the last. Not a bright man, not a sharp man. Did you see him wander off into the trees yesterday on the south lawn of the White House? They planted a new tree on the grounds, the south lawn of the White House yesterday, to honor the groundskeeper, the man who tends to all of the trees and foliage on the White House property, who has now been there for 50 years. Always a great story when you have someone that's worked at the White House for president after president and generation after generation. Always great stories. So they planted a tree. You know, that's the kind of thing you do to honor the man, especially since he's the guy in charge of trees and everything. And then Joe Biden went wandering off, and people are yelling at him, "Hey, no, the big white thing over here, go, your house." Huh? And he's wandering off with his arms dangling by his sides, bumping into trees, and not the brightest president we've ever had. Yeah. Not since Jefferson dined alone and then left the dining room empty. Sorry, that's a little bit of an old quote there. Well, good morning to you and happy Tuesday. I was of course not here yesterday. You may or may not be aware. I was off because my stepfather passed away, Bill Plant, and yesterday was his funeral, and. So obviously, family in town from all over the country and friends and colleagues and a funeral was had
And it was a great event for Bill Plant, my now deceased stepfather, who spent 52 years as a correspondent with CBS News. He was a White House correspondent for the majority of that time, and passed away several weeks ago now. It took some time to get things arranged and so on. It's more and more common these days. But it was a solemn yet uplifting event at Holy Trinity Church, Catholic Church in Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and great many of his colleagues from CBS News, television news luminaries, and also from NBC and ABC News and from CNN and the various other places. He was something of a legend in Washington, D.C. journalism. So it was a very nice send-off for Bill Plant. And now I'm back in the saddle, and my family is still on the way out of town, and the way of a number of family members left yesterday and a number of family members leaving today for their far-flung destinations. So now, with that, I'm back in the saddle, and there is a great deal to talk about today, as you might imagine, because the world continues to be crazy, and Joe Biden continues to be president. The Democrats continue to be Democrats, and the news media does, too. So we've got a lot of that. There is a great piece Michael Piercy shared with me this morning on MSDNC. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's an NBC News product of sorts. The pond is stocked with horrible anti-American, anti-capitalist racists, and they pay them millions of dollars to host hour-long shows and to throw hand grenades into every punch bowl that they pass by. And yesterday there was a discussion. It was yesterday or last night? It was last night in one of the racist shows, right, Michael? And well, could you narrow it down a little further? Because they got a lot of racist shows. But they're talking about whether the Republican Party is Hitler, because the midterm elections are coming up, and they're one of the issues that people are very concerned about, according to all the polling, is inflation. Inflation, because Joe Biden's mismanagement of the economy and the Democrats' economic policies and all of that, and how Americans are suffering everywhere because of Joe Biden's economic policies and excessive spending. It's Putin. I blame Putin. And there are heating oil issues I want to get to as well in the Northeast in particular. Skyrocketing costs, just as the Democrats have been calling for quite some time. You know, Barack Obama and all that. Extraordinary stuff. But on MSDNC, they said, well, you know who else ran on inflation as an issue? Hitler, that's who. Hitler ran on inflation, because after World War One, the Weimar Republic and Deutschland, and my grandfather went over there to kill Germans in World War One, and he was a doughboy, fixed bayonet, you know, U.S. Army, France, all that stuff. And then the Western powers, the victorious powers after World War One, gutted Germany's economy and their ability to rise from the ashes of World War One. It was the war to end all wars, you know. It didn't, just for those who didn't follow along. It did not end all wars. But the German economy was gutted, and you may have seen the photographs and so on of Germans going to the grocery store with a wheelbarrow filled with cash, Deutschmarks, I think they were called, and to get a loaf of bread or a hunk of horse meat, you know, something like that. So the economy was terrible, and inflation was out of control. And so, in large part because of the economy, Adolf Hitler's Socialist Workers' Party was able to rise to power. And so on MSNBC, they said, well, you know, the Republicans, they're saying that inflation is bad, and they're running on that as an issue, and so did Hitler. So, you know, you can see how it's a 1+1 sort of situation there. So we got that going for you. pretty amazing stuff. The Democrats are asking for another strategic oil release. They're kind of amazing people, aren't they, right? They passed this huge climate bill, and now they're demanding that more oil be released and that we refill our strategic petroleum reserve with Venezuelan oil because they love commies, communists. Perhaps you've heard of the whole thing. And, you know, Vlad the Impaler in Moscow, he's a communist. Xi Jinping, a ricochet rabbit in Beijing, he's a communist. Did you see, and boy, is he a communist. Did you see a couple of days ago, they did away with term limits because they were just kidding about that. And now he's the new Chairman Mao, Mao Zedong, which isn't good, given that Chairman Mao Zedong is history's number one destroyer of humanity, the number one killer in the history of the world, 50 million to 75 million of his own people. I remember having a conversation with a liberal about this several years ago, and he said, well, yeah, he had a lot of raw material, you know. 50 to 75 million people killed by the communists in China. Well, they had a lot of raw material, the liberal said. True enough, I guess. Little cold-blooded, but what are you going to do? So we got Vlad the Impaler in Moscow. He's a communist. Got Xi Jinping, and you saw that they had their little grand opening. I'm the new Mao, and they didn't allow cameras in. And then he announced they're going to allow cameras in. So they ushered the television cameras in. And at that point, some communist thugs came in. I think they were Chinese also, and they grabbed Hu Jintao. Hu Jintao. Well, he's Jintao. They grabbed Hu Jintao, who was sitting next to Xi Jinping, and they escorted him out of the place. Nobody knows what happened to him, but they might have done like a Kim Jong-un on him, lashed him to a post, and then blowed him up with anti-aircraft guns. That's one of... He's a communist, too. Did you notice that? You see a pattern emerging here? And Kim Jong-un in North Korea, he's communist, too. And he likes to have people executed by lashing them to a post and then using anti-aircraft guns to you know, ching, 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 boom, 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 and blow the people up. And he likes to bring in audiences to watch this happen. It makes an impression on people, and then they behave differently after that. It's an interesting thing. So we got that yet. Xi Jinping had Hu Jintao dragged away. Nobody knows where he is, but things are probably not going well for him because that's what commies do. They kill everybody. And it's amazing stuff. And what are we doing here in the United States? You know, it's a great line. My friend Mike Opelka was in yesterday in my absence, right? And thank you, Mike Opelka. I got text messages from people telling me that he was swell yesterday and great, and that he used a wonderful line. He used a wonderful line. He didn't claim that it's his own line, but a wonderful line, which is, you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. Just ask the people of the Soviet Union and now Russia and Ukraine might have something to say about this, and communist China and did I mention North Korea? And then the Democrats are talking about, well, maybe we'd replenish our strategic petroleum reserve with oil, which burns very, very dirty, from Venezuela. Our oil burns cleaner than their oil. Our oil is better than their oil. Pretty amazing stuff. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. So we got that. Scratching the surface on a couple of things going to get to today. The lead story in the Washington Post today, front page of the A sectional, not to be confused with the Metro sectional, and the lead story in the A sectional, liberals push new Ukraine strategy. That's the headline. Then the subheadlines are 30 lawmakers send letter to Biden. I wonder who read it to him. Maybe Dr. Jill, not a doctor. Maybe Dr. Jill read it to him because somebody's got to read it to him. We know that. 30 lawmakers send a letter to Biden, urge talks with Moscow in first Democratic dissent. The Democratic Party loves war. They're the party of war and of poverty and of high inflation and of high gas prices and of transgender children who can't do math. just throwing a few stories together today because you saw the test scores are plummeting. But the liberals push new Ukraine strategy, 30 Democrat lawmakers, and it just says 30 lawmakers. The Democrats, they urge talks with Moscow. I've been asking for about 6 months now, where are the peace talks with this Ukraine thing? We keep sending them billions and billions and billions of dollars, and then making sure that we remain in Western Europe, NATO nations, remain dependent on Russia, Moscow, Putin, for energy, when Trump warned them at the United Nations that they shouldn't become too dependent on Putin and Russia for energy. And he was laughed at by the Germans, which is kind of funny, but pretty amazing stuff. And so now they urge talks with Moscow. Gee, why didn't I think of that? Oh, wait a minute, I did 6 months ago. And I've been asking all along, hey, where's the so-called United Nations, which should be condominiums in Manhattan? And they should really, the United Nations should be like a double-wide trailer in Belgium somewhere because, you know, with the amount of work they get done, the amount of good things they do. You know, Pfizer saved more lives last year than the United Nations. Am I right? Yes, I am, you know. Name an American pharmaceutical company. Any American pharmaceutical company brought more comfort to more people last year than the United Nations did. Just saying, because it's true. You know what I mean? So now Democrats are like, hey, maybe there should be peace talks instead of just sending billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars. You know how many yachts are being bought by Ukrainian oligarchs and apartments in Paris and island getaways by the lots and lots with our taxpayer dollars. But never mind that. Maybe peace talks. Yeah, where's the EU on this? Where is the EC? You know, the European Union, the European Commission, where are they on these peace talks? Where are the peace talks? There are nice hotels in Geneva. You can go stay there. Where is the so-called United Nations? Where is Joe Biden on the peace talks? Where is the United States of America on this? The answer is nowhere because they're the military-industrial complex, and we're kind of fueling the Russian side by buying their energy, being dependent on them, and we're definitely fueling and funding the Ukrainian side. But you got to keep in mind the Democrats, Democrat presidents, Jefferson Davis in the Civil War, Woodrow Wilson in the World War I, FDR, World War II, Harry Truman, nuclear bombs, then Korean War, Vietnam War, JFK, and then LBJ. Other than that, however, the Republicans do have Grenada. There's Grenada. And in fact, today is the anniversary of Grenada. Everybody remember Grenada? 3 days of, it was like Woodstock with guns. It was good stuff, Grenada. There were commies there, Soviet commies and their Cuban commie proxies building a runway that was way too long for 747s. It was built for Soviet, at the time, bombers. President Reagan was having none of that. So we've got all kinds of great stuff for you. Ted Cruz on The View. Why would anybody go on The View? But Ted Cruz went on. There were some highlights I'm going to share with you. Great stuff. That radical environmentalists, did they glue themselves to anything? You know how they like to glue themselves to things. Did they throw anything on any priceless paintings? I don't think they did. A new prime minister in Great Britain. Not so great these days, but it's good Britain. We'll get to that. Chicago is a killing zone. 51 shot, 11 killed over the weekend. Afghanistan was comparatively safe, and it's a country, not a city.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas. Actual PI customer.
The other workers' comp insurance company, they were going to reclassify our business. And then they were going to charge me $50,000.
Meet Natalie, owner of the carpentry shop. Shocked by an unexpected bill, she knew it was time to switch her workers' comp provider. That's when she found PI Insurance.
When we got the quote back from PI, it was a sigh of relief. They put us in a policy where we fit.
Is your small business overpaying for workers' comp insurance? See how much you could save at iwantpi.com.
Plus, with pay-as-you-go billing, your premium is based on your actual payroll, which means no additional bill if your business grows.
I'm grateful that there's a company out there that's willing to insure us little guys because every dollar counts.
With Pie Insurance, you get pricing and coverage made for small businesses. What are you waiting for? Ask your agent for Pie or get a quote in 3 minutes at iwantpie.com. That's iwantpie.com.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-721-0288 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. The final year of production, but with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-721-0288. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collectors bonus package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-721-0288 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-721-0288.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Also, Hillary Clinton says that right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. I guess she is like now a futurist election denier, right? She's the Gene Dixon of election deniers. She can see the future. Now, let's go to the telephones, Michael, and talk to the nice people. Let's go to Rick calling from Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Ricardo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'd like to trash the disgusting, ugly Marxist communist pigs on The View for attacking an American patriot, Ted Cruz. What a bunch of America-hating lefty loser skanks. But actually, I wanted to apologize for the climate anarchists.
Yeah.
Because they don't really know any better. They've been brainwashed by their teachers. It's not their fault.
Yeah, the people in the audience at The View that shouted down Ted Cruz yesterday. I like it better when they glue themselves to things, don't you?
I like it that they left them there overnight and basically said, crap it in your hand.
Well, I tell you, Michael and I were talking this morning about the guy that set himself on fire at the Supreme Court. You remember this guy?
Yeah, that's really sad.
That was on Earth Day, and the reason he set himself on fire was because of Earth Day, and he was an environmentalist, like the Unabomber. You know, the Unabomber was an environmentalist, too. Guy that set himself on fire and killed himself on the steps of the Supreme Court not so long ago. And then we noticed that he got a lot less media attention than the average environmentalist that glues themselves to something, throws tomato soup on a priceless painting. So, you know, that's a lesson for Democrats going forward, I think.
You're listening to Classic Chris, The Chris Plant Show.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Michael Piercy yesterday was watching the... were you watching Good Morning America yesterday when you saw this? Because, you know, the Democrats, they're going to fix the weather. Very, very foggy in Washington today. Washington, D.C., your nation's capital. Very foggy. I was this morning at home, I was singing A Foggy Day in London Town. Walking around the house, snapping my fingers, singing to my best girl, A Foggy Day in London Town. Look out the window. Couldn't see more than 20 feet. It was like a Twilight Zone episode or something. It was kooky. But the Democrats are going to fix all that. They're going to make the weather better. You just have to give up a lot of your money and some of your freedoms, and the Bill of Rights is not very important, and then the weather will be better. This is what they're assuring us. But yesterday on MSDNC, because the Democrats have locked down our school children for years, and the test scores bear that out, show that it's not so good. But I spent a lot of time with my nieces and nephews over the last couple of days, and my nieces and like Charlie and Merrill and Ben and Paige, nieces and nephews, among my nieces and nephews from Chicago, and great kids, and they're, you know, growing up in this crazy world with crazy Democrats. Well, yesterday, ABC News had a thing, avoiding anxiety, with a picture of a kid. See, the kid, it looks like he's got a lot of anxiety. He looks like he's very angsty young boy. And it looks like he's got a stack of school books next to him, but he feels a lot of anxiety about it. And it says, they have overcoming anxiety, strategies parents can use to help kids minimize their risk. And then here are a couple of the suggestions that ABC News offered yesterday. Encourage kids to solve their own problems. Oh, why didn't I think of that? Maybe that's a good idea. We should encourage adults to solve their own problems, too. Just saying, instead of waiting for the Democrats to make the weather better, which, just by the way, they're not going to do because they're not God. They're just Democrats. You know what I mean? And avoid doomsday talk. Doomsday talk should be avoided. What the, hey, kids, we're having more bunker drills today. Because, you know, doomsday talk. It's not like anybody has doomsday talk. Like, well, you know, maybe there's this Democrat member of Congress from California, Katie Porter, who has a 9-year-old daughter. And Katie Porter was talking to Greta von Funberg, you know, the child prophet of doom, the apocalyptic prophet of doom, the teenage doomsday cult leader. She's Greta von Funberg, and she sailed over on a $6 million sailing yacht, and then flew home on a big old jet airliner, and they had to fly the ship's crew home too. But you never pay no attention. It was about show business. It was about the photo op. But Katie Porter was explaining, as ABC News says, that Katie Porter should avoid this sort of thing.
I have a 9-year-old daughter. I have 3 kids. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you think about climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And I asked her how that made her feel. And she said it made her feel angry.
Made her feel angry. She's a 9-year-old girl and the earth is on fire. We're all going to die soon. And she's angry. And this is the way that Democrat Congresswoman Katie Porter is raising her 9-year-old daughter. She has 3 kids. Really, Child Protective Services should be called in to take the children away from this lunatic. But instead, she'll be reelected in a couple of weeks in California. 2 weeks from today is the big election day in the midterm elections, or as Joe Biden calls them, the off-year elections, because 75 years into his political career, he still doesn't have the basic terminology done. But setting that aside, you know, the environmentalists, they are there gluing themselves to a lot of things these days, throwing tomato soup on priceless works of art and museums. And then they also glued themselves to the wall in London after they threw the tomato soup, which is very acidic on the priceless oil painting. But never mind that. You know, and then there was this, you know the name George Floyd? You know who George Floyd is? Yeah, he was that guy that, a career criminal who had the methamphetamine and fentanyl in his system when he was passing counterfeit bills, then resisted arrest and assaulted police, and then he died of a cardio heart failure, and then the police officer was sent to prison forever for murder. It's a crazy country we've got. But how about Wynn Allen Bruce? Do you know who Wynn Allen Bruce is? You don't know who Wynn Allen Bruce is? How come? Earlier this year, he set himself on fire at the Supreme Court because he doesn't like the weather. And he's a climate activist. And he went to the Supreme Court, sat down on the front steps. There is kind of a plaza in front of the Supreme Court. And he sat down. He converted to Buddhism a while back, which I guess he thinks, you know, helps with his cause. And earlier this year, he went to the Supreme Court. And for some reason, he's not a household name. In fact, the people that glue themselves to things get a lot more media attention than the guy that set himself on fire and died the next day, which is not a good way to protest the weather, for one thing. A 50-year-old man from Boulder, Colorado, came to Washington, D.C., rather, and self-immolated in front of the Supreme Court to mark Earth Day. That's what... CNN says, when the world marked Earth Day, suffered critical injuries. He was airlifted to a hospital with a helicopter, which is, you know, I like helicopters, but I don't want to ride that bad. And that sounds crazy, but that's no big deal. Now, there were climate protesters yesterday at The View. You know this TV show, The View? Whoopi Goldberg is on there. She's not very funny, is she? And also, what was that? She's in this new movie now, right? And what's the new movie called, Michael?
It's about Emmett Till.
Till. It's called Till. It's about Emmett Till. Because you can ignore the 9,950 African-Americans murdered last year. You can ignore the 11 people murdered in Chicago over the weekend and 51 shot. Now, keeping in mind, of course, that in Afghanistan in 2020, a nation... At that time, we were at war, Donald Trump's last year, full year in office, and we had 4 Americans killed in combat in the year 2020 in the entire nation of Afghanistan. And over the weekend, we had 11 people killed, shot and killed, murdered in the city of Chicago, which is not a country, it's only a city. It's kind of an amazing thing. But set that aside, because why would you care about that? Now, Ted Cruz, because that, you know, Black Lives Matter, except when they don't. You know, the Democrat Party is very selective about these things. And Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, the star of his Harvard Law School class, Alan Dershowitz, said he was one of his most brilliant students and that Barack Obama was not. You know, just leave it at that. But Ted Cruz went on The View yesterday where, you know, it's just a mob of left-wing mental cases who lash out at you. And Ted Cruz was there. And while he was trying to have a conversation, which is always a difficult task, heavy lift at The View, there were some environmental activists in the audience who decided to weigh in, as it were, and it sounded a little like this.
Inflation has one cause and one cause only. Inflation in the United States has one cause and one cause only, and that is when the federal government spends too much money.
Okay.
We have seen trillions and trillions of dollars spent by Joe Biden and the Democrats.
We do cover climate here, guys. We do cover climate.
Ladies, excuse us. Let us do our job. Let us do our job. We hear what you have to say, but you got to go.
Now, the climate activists, the Fox News has the story, The View hecklers yell, beep you, at Ted Cruz, you know, the usual F word, demand show cover climate change. They demand that The View cover climate change. And then, so we cover climate change, and the Democrats are going to fix it, and it's going to be very expensive, and they're not going to fix it. If the sea levels rise, they will rise. And even Barack Obama can't change that. He said he could, but he was lying. And now they're yelling. And then you heard Whoopi. You may have heard Whoopi in there. She said, let us do our job. Let us do our job. And what she means is that it's her job and their job to interrupt Ted Cruz and to shout at him and shout him down and yell at him and all this stuff. And then I hear what you have to say. Because they love idiot protesters who are brain damaged and brainwashed. And he said, but you've got to go. And then they went to commercial. When they came back, Whoopi proved that it is their job to shout down Ted Cruz and to talk over him, just like the protesters were doing. Did everything but beep you, Ted Cruz, like the protesters there. But they decided, well, you know, January 6th was real bad, wasn't it? And you guys, you election deniers and all of that, you deny the election. Did I mention that Hillary Clinton is now denying elections in the future? She denied the 2016 election denier. We know that. And now she's denying elections, the elections of the future. Now, the Democrats have denied the elections of 2000, 2004, 2016. Because those are the only elections in the 21st century, presidential elections in the 21st century that they've lost. So they've challenged all of the presidential elections that they've lost. And the head of the DNC at the time, Terry McAuliffe, insisted that the 2000 election was stolen, that the 2004 election was stolen. Hillary insists that the 2016 election was stolen. And now Hillary is saying the 2024 election is going to be stolen in the future. She read it in the future papers, I think. It's pretty amazing stuff. But Ted Cruz was on with these left-wing radical lunatics on The View who scream at everybody and they're wrong about everything. Other than that, it's an enjoyable show and they're very smart people. And yesterday with Ted Cruz, it sounded kind of because, you know, let us do our job. And again, it's their job to shout down Ted Cruz. It went like this.
There are a lot of folks in the media that try to, anytime a Republican is in front of a TV camera, try to say the election was fair and square and legitimate. You know who y'all don't do that to? You don't do it to Hillary Clinton, who stood up and said Trump stole the election.
They didn't storm the Capitol. They didn't try to kill my former
boss. Abrams, who said that the election was stolen. They sat here and said it was illegitimate,
and
you guys were fine with it.
And
okay,
it was.
So it's illegitimate when Republicans win, but not when Democrats win.
No, you know, here's the thing. We may not like when Republicans win, but we don't go and we don't storm. We don't try to change.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Did I miss an entire year of Antifa riots where cities across this country were burning and police cars were being firebombed?
I guess you did.
Your position is the left doesn't engage in violence, really?
You said Hillary Clinton didn't say whatever she didn't say. I'm saying to you, listen.
And she said we're sitting here and you were fine with her saying it was illegitimate
for
Republicans to win.
Because for her it was. Okay. Well, if for her it was, then it was. It's kind of like on MSNBC. If you're white and you say you're black, like Rachel Dolezal, then you got to say, well, for her, you know, she's black. No, no, she's still white. Doesn't matter what she says. And just in case, Whoopi, you know, the thing is, I've said this again and again. They don't follow the news. They don't know what's in the news. It's like, you know, Rob Reiner was on with Joe Rogan recently, and he said, well, you know, what about the Hunter Biden laptop and the emails? And Rob Reiner is yelling, those are fake. That's Russian disinformation. And it's like, no, it's not. It's all, even the New York Times finally had to, because they lie all the time. But here's what Hillary Clinton said.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Woo! They love saying woo. Republicans don't say woo as much as Democrats. And Democrats like to say woo, especially to say everybody died in the thing and then it all crashed. Woo, they say woo. They, a lot of woo. Pretty amazing stuff. Ted Cruz, of course, has shouted down and shouted over because that's them doing their job. Let us do our job. And the riots, more than 500 left-wing riots, sacking, looting, burning, plundering, attacking courthouses, police stations, the police, injuring thousands, literally billions in property damage, in the hundreds of riots, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Denver, Dallas, Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul. They rioted in Racine, Wisconsin. They rioted in Kenosha, New York. Parts of Washington are still boarded up because of the Democrat Party riots. Yeah, you didn't storm the Capitol. We just stormed the White House for 3 days, forced the evacuation of the president, set the Church of the Presidents on fire, injured more than 150 police officers there. But all and that whole section of town, Black Lives Matter Plaza, except that Black Lives Matter don't, you know, Black Lives don't matter to them. They don't say anything about Black Lives. You know, except, you know, people that attack the police and are have fentanyl and methamphetamine coursing through their system. Other than that, Black Lives don't matter to them. But they're going to fix the climate, the weather. It's going to be much better. There were climate protesters yesterday in Deutschland. You know Deutschland? That's Germany. There were climate protesters yesterday in Germany that glued themselves to Porsches. You know, the automobiles? Pretty nice cars. They glued themselves. They probably wanted to take them home. At a dealership, they went to a Porsche dealership, and they glued themselves to cars because, well, mental illness is a bigger problem than we had originally realized.
You're listening to Classic Chris, the Chris Plant Show.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-625-5954. That's 800-625-5954. 800-625-5954. Paid for by J.D. Melberg.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
If you are 65 or older, watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is so frustrating, but here's some great news. If you missed the December 7th deadline for open enrollment, it's not too late. Here's something that can really help. It's MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. It's people who encourage and pray for each other too. MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. Plus, it's easy. You can use any Medicare approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access from the comfort of your home. So worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is open for enrollment. And if you join right now before January 31st, your second month will be free. So don't miss this chance. Call 844-SHARE-65. That's 844-SHARE-65. 844-SHARE-65.
As a teenager in foster care, Tanya didn't think she would be adopted.
I didn't think I would have a family.
But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption found her a safe, loving home.
Teenagers are fun, and there are many first milestones to experience.
Every year, more than 20,000 teenagers in the U.S. age out of foster care without a family. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
I looked up the climate activists in Germany. It actually happened several days ago. I was out yesterday, and then there was a weekend before that. And it's Deutschland. It takes a little time for the news to make their way. It's way across the pond. And there are funny pictures of these so-called climate activists with a radical group called Scientist Rebellion. They're members of Scientist Rebellion. They went to this Porsche Museum, I guess, and I think there's a dealership there. And they're wearing white lab coats like they're scientists, but they spray-painted anarchist symbols on their lab coats with pink and blue, which I assume is some sort of gender confusion reference. And they glued themselves to the floor around this nice Porsche here. And I guess they didn't glue themselves to the Porsche because they knew they'd have to pay for the damage to the paint, right? And they're probably on welfare because, and it's like nine guys, mostly with beards and lab coats. They look like climate jihadis. And the headline, good headline, climate activists glue themselves to car dealership but complain when staff turns off lights and heating. They turned off lights and heating. And Autoblog did the story, too. Climate protesters glue themselves to Porsche Museum but need to go potty. They need to go potty. You should probably think about that before you glue yourself to things. Then they glued themselves. Then they realized, hey, wait a minute. I forgot to go tinky-winky before I glued myself to the thing. That is crazy, isn't it? These are Germans, Deutschland, you know them. They're going to freeze this winter because they're depending on Vlad the Impaler Putin to provide them with enough energy to heat Germany in the winter time. That wasn't a very good plan, was it? Maybe they should get back to doing what they do well, making tanks and invading other countries. What do you think, Michael? Probably good suggestion. Germans, you know how they are. My grandfather fought them in World War I. My father fought them in World War II. What's the matter with you people?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.